Sandy Creek's loss last week to Central City.
We just had a series of mistakes going on, but we had our chances. We bounced back, took the lead late in the game with 3 minutes to go, up by six, and couldn't hold on.
With both teams looking to bounce back from last week's losses, adding to the intensity of this rivalry game, we should be in for a showdown in Sutton tonight. Now let's turn things over to the call of tonight's game. Here's Craig Eckert.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The visitors tonight, the Sandy Creek Cougars against the Sutton Mustangs. Coach Russ Neinmeyer joins us on the pregame show tonight. Coach, the ball club now at 1-1 after the season opening win over Superior and the loss last week to Central City. Just a little bit, what happened last week at Central City, a 31-26 loss. I guess you couldn't outscore them, huh, Coach? What went on there last Friday?
Well, we just had a series of mistakes going on. Ups and downs, going around, inconsistency a little bit, you know, but we had our chances. We bounced back, took the lead late in the game with 3 minutes to go, up by six, and couldn't hold on. So I just think we wore down a little bit, and we just need to regroup ourselves for this tonight's game and be ready to play.
Do you think your ball club, as you came in Monday and started practice for this Sutton game, you think the guys were, over the loss to Central City? Sounds like a kind of a tough one, but have they refocused themselves for Sutton pretty well?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we were missing a couple players last week, but we had other people step in and play well. But I think this week we're going to be ready to play mentally and physically.
Okay, you got two in the books, Coach. You won one and lost one here. What have you been happy with in the first two games so far for your ball club?
I think our main part about happiness is the effort they gave us each night out. We just need to execute and be consistent and not turn the ball over. And I think one of the things we have to really stress this week is tackling. We have to do a better job of tackling the ball carrier.
I know in that Superior game, you dropped the ball on the turf a few times, gave it up, but still won that football game. And last week, the loss there to Central City. I guess the mistakes obviously is going to bother a coach and players anytime, but that has to be the big reason you dropped that one last Friday. You got to cut down on the mistakes, don't you, Coach?
Yeah, you know, anytime we do that, you know, it hasn't been the penalties that have been hurting us. It's been dropping the ball or the interception a little bit. And one of the keys was on a kickoff last week, hit a kid in the face mask. Ball bounced back 20 yards to them. So, I mean, the breaks didn't go our way in that game at the right time, and we just simply need to refocus and get ourselves ready.
Okay, Coach, you've been through many of these battles with Sutton. This is always the big one on the schedule, one of the big ones for each of these teams. Football, you've been through it many times on the basketball floor, too. What makes this rivalry so, I mean, intense and exciting? It's just kind of a great thing for South Central Nebraska. What makes it so exciting?
Well, I think tradition. It's just a tradition type of thing. Both communities are very proud of their schools, and they support their school very well. I think just the thing that we have going on there. I think it's still like a Nebraska-Oklahoma game, you know, that's just a tradition game. Everybody gets pumped up looking forward to it, and it won't be any difference tonight's game. It'll be the same way. Both sides be ready to play.
Okay, from the Cougars' standpoint, Coach, what do you have to do tonight to beat this Sutton ball club that's 0-2? I'm sure very hungry to get in that win column, and what do the Cougars have to do to win tonight?
Control the line of scrimmage is number one. We've got to be more physical up front, maintain our blocks. Of course, the turnover ratio has got to be in our favor, and then we have to be consistent on tackling and getting to the ball carrier a little bit better.
And I know that when these two teams battle, again, we've talked about it with Coach Raymer, and you too got to cut down kind of on the miscues, don't you, tonight, Coach? Don't give the other team any more opportunities than they can handle, because you're probably going to get burned if you do that too many times, aren't you?
Yeah, you bet. You know, those are always costly. Hopefully, they don't cost you in the end. But they've nipped us a couple times already with scoring opportunities for our opponents, and we've got to come make that ball bounce our way. And one thing I think tonight will be is just that we just need to regroup and get after some people.
I know that you're not looking ahead, Coach, and neither are the players. But from the aspect of important game, if you can get back in that win column and get your second win. You're heading into district play starting next week with Gibbon at your place, and then the district competition begins next week. So from that aspect, important game tonight. If you can go out, play well, pick up a victory, gain some and get some momentum back. Right, Coach?
You bet. Anytime you can get a win, it makes next week's of practice a lot more enthusiastic for the kids and ready to go. And going into the important part of the season with district play would be a plus going in with a win.
And I know that it's part of the experience, isn't it, Coach, for these kids of playing against Sutton and the other teams on your schedule, but especially maybe against Sutton. I'm sure the guys are going to be ready to go, and I'm sure they look forward to this, don't they? The players look forward to competition like this and the opportunity, don't they?
Yeah, they look forward to it. It's especially a special moment in their lives because this one's going. They're always going to remember in the years to come. So I'm sure the kids will be ready to go.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight and the rest of the season, and we've had a chance to talk. I know we will as we move along this season, and good luck tonight, and especially to the guys, and thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you for covering us.
And that's Russ Neinmeyer. He's the head football coach of the Sandy Creek Cougars on tonight's pregame show.
Stop in today at George's Easy Stop. George's offers gasoline, propane, fertilizer, does hauling, has a 3G car wash, groceries, snacks, and eat fresh at Subway. George's 66 Easy Stop is located right on Highway 6 in Sutton. Good luck, Sutton teams, from all of us at George's 66 Easy Stop in Sutton.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow, and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and AgRex Incorporated is ready to assist. AgRex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of AgRex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. AgRex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. AgRex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
We get the Sutton side of things for this football game tonight. Steve Raymer joins us, the head football coach of the Sutton Mustangs. Coach, okay, Sandy Creek tonight at your place. The ball club has started out 0-2 with losses at Blue Hill and at home to Tri-County. What about last week's game, Coach? Looks like you struggled again offensively, only scored 14 points in the first two, but offensively has been kind of a struggle so far.
It has, and it's mainly just because we just keep turning the ball over. We've got inside the red zone twice. We fumbled on the 5 going into score on a first down. We fumbled on the, I think it was a 6-yard, threw an interception on the 6-yard line going in before halftime also with, you know, like second down. So we had, you know, plenty of time opportunity. We just have to learn to take care of the football, and that's been kind of our struggle on offense.
I guess the good side of the thing is you've been able to get the ball into the red zone and into scoring position, and just the mistakes that have hurt you. So offensively, you are moving the football then.
Yeah, we're moving the football offensively, both running and passing. And, you know, we still need to improve our execution, obviously. But, you know, they're fixable mistakes. But, you know, we've had two games in a row with the kind of same result. Our own turnovers kind of cost us the ball game. And, you know, it's just something that, you know, it's football 101. You know, if you lose a turnover battle, you're probably going to lose the ball game, and we've been on that short stick of it, and we have to fix that, or it's going to be a long season.
Well, the ball club's given up only 33 points, Coach. 12 to a pretty good Blue Hill football team in the weather, and moved the ball on the ground, and then Tri County's now 3-0, and they beat you 21-8. So, defensively, how do you think your team has played?
Real well. I mean, defensively, because we put some extra pressure on there. You know, like the Tri-County game, we had 4 turnovers total, 3 fumbles, and an INT. And so we're giving them extra possessions, and we're still holding them. And you know, we're giving ourselves opportunities to win. And we just eliminate those mental mistakes of not taking care of the football, we'll be fine.
You talk about the mental things, Coach. If you can get into this one tonight with Sandy Creek, get a victory, that will really lift your ball club, won't it? What you need, that's the biggest thing you need right now, is to go out, play well, get a victory, and get the things kind of turned around up in the kids' heads, aren't you?
Yeah, and, you know, they've got a pretty good attitude about it. They kind of realize that, you know, we've cost ourselves the last couple ball games, but, you know, at the same time, you know, it's time to, put your money where your mouth is and take care of those things. And we've got to concentrate. We worked hard in practice and, you know, from a coaching standpoint, taking care of the football and just kind of really focused. We're kind of using the KISS method this week and just keeping things simple and just really trying to do what we do best and not risking the football so much.
That sounds like the keys to your ball club tonight in the Sandy Creek game. You just got to do what you do best and go from there, Coach. And what about this game, Coach? Always a big battle when Sutton and Sandy Creek get together. I'm sure your players are looking forward to it, but this is your next opportunity, isn't it, Coach? Always a big battle, and I'm sure the kids are excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a good ball game tonight. I mean, you know, you're going to have Sandy Creek, they're in C1, and they start off 1-1, and they have a great opportunity to make the playoffs. And we are looking at this game as it's a must win for us. And so, you know, both teams being so close and rivals, it's going to be a great game.
So I guess cut down on those mistakes. Is that going to be the biggest key for your guys tonight, Coach? Just don't give Sandy Creek any undue opportunities. Is that the biggest key? And what else you think will help your ball club win tonight?
Well, I think, you know, just mental mistakes on ourselves, both between turnovers and penalties. And, you know, if we take care of those things and do our assignments on D&O, and if we end up losing at that aspect, then at least we lost the game. We didn't give it up. And so, you know, the goal tonight is not to beat Sutton. We want to go out there and beat Sandy Creek, but not beat ourselves.
Okay, it's Sandy Creek tonight, Coach. You're coming off, as we said, a Blue Hill loss. Good ball club there, Tri-County unbeaten. Sandy Creek tonight. Then you go to Donovan Trumbull, a winning team. Thayer Central's unbeaten heading into play tonight. Those are the next two after this one. This is an important game. If you guys can come out on top, get that momentum back, because you really got a tough schedule starting this season, don't you, Coach?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we don't really have any cupcakes on our schedule. I think that... Everybody on our schedule has a winning record pretty much, and last year I think six of the teams on our schedule made the playoffs, and so, you know, we've got to fix our mistakes, or, you know, it could get to be a long season in a hurry, because we don't really have one of those opponents where we can make a lot of mistakes like that and still come out with a victory. We've got to play well every Friday night.
Well, Coach, the next chance is tonight at your place against the Sandy Creek. Good luck tonight in the battle over there. I'm sure there'll be a lot of electricity, as they say, in the air and on that field. And for everybody, hope it's a great ball game. Good luck tonight and the rest of the season. We'll talk as we move along this year. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot.
And that is Steve Raymer. He's the head football coach of the Sutton Mustangs on tonight's pregame show.
Oh, the Wells Fargo wagon is a-coming down the street. Oh, don't let him pass my door.
That's right, ladies and gents, the Wells Fargo Wagon is a-coming to Hastings. Hastings Community Theater and the Scottish Rite Foundation present Meredith Wilson's The Music Man, Friday through Sunday, September 9th through the 18th, at the Masonic Center Theater, 4th and Hastings Avenue in downtown Hastings. Get your tickets today.
Tickets available at select area banks, Stamps and More, Masonic Center Office, and the GSV Senior Center, or email hctheater@windstream.net.
The Guide Rock State Bank is your full-service bank. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with checking and savings accounts, CDs, loans for your car, farm equipment, personal or business loans, and much more. The Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. For more, go to grsbank.com. The Guide Rock State Bank in Guide Rock and Edgar, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender, the Guide Rock State Bank proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
Hi again, everyone. Craig Eckert along with Adam Fisher here on the New Tech Pregame Show. I'm from Sutton High School tonight. Overcast skies, chilly temperatures, but some warm feelings, and I mean that in a passionate sort of way, between these two schools. They're rivals, and Sandy Creek is 1-1. Sutton is 0-2, and Sutton is definitely better than that 0-2 mark, so we look for a good one tonight. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Your yield leaders, contact New Tech Seed, the dealer near you, for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Right now, let's forge ahead here on the New Tech pregame show and bring you the 5 Points Bank starting lineups. 5 Points Bank, the better bank, 5 Points Bank. It's proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count in and around our area. Growth in deposits and loans the past 20 years is unparalleled in the Tri-Cities, and they've also concentrated on being profitable and secure for all their customers, for the growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service goals that they strive for and achieve, making 5 Points Bank your safe, secure banking choice. 5 Points Bank, your clear choice, is the bank to count on. The better bank, Kearney, Grand Island, and in Hastings. 5 Points Bank starting lineup tonight. Let's, first of all, go with the visiting Sandy Creek Cougars. Sandy Creek is coached by Russ Neinmeier, and they are 1-1 on the year. They beat Superior 28-12 and lost to Central 31-26 last week, and are 1-1 as a result. Mitch Hendricks will start at back. Running back, 175, and a junior. Chase Merman is the quarterback. He is a senior, 184 pounds. Brett Peschick is a receiver, 166 pounds, and a senior. Scott Hill, another of the receiving core, 150, and a junior. Austin Hoy, 140, and a senior. And Austin Nacky is a 146 pound junior. Carson Novacek at running back, 195, and a junior. Anthony Grasser is 185 and a junior. Brady Shipley is on the line, 180 and a junior. Zach Ellis, 213 and a senior, joins him. Dalton Dumler, 252-pound junior. Jarrett Taylor is on the line, 258-pound senior. Quentin Skrin is on the line, 298-pound and a senior. And Andrew Kuda is 204-pound junior, plays one of the end spots. Steve Raymer, meanwhile, for Sutton, will be starting Sam Grease at the running back spot, 5'11 and 175 pounds, and a senior. Tyler Keenan, a tight end, is 6 feet tall, 190, and a senior. Dustin Hahn, running back, 5'10, 180, and a junior, senior, rather. Cole Wiseman is the quarterback, 5'10, 155, and a senior. Mitch Carlson, the fullback, 6'1, 180, and a junior. Simon London on the line, 6 foot 230. And a senior. Max Olson, another lineman, 5'10", 200, and a junior. Dustin Scheidemann, 6'2", 265, and a senior, also on the line. Michael Cox, 160, well, 6'1", rather, and 190 pounds, and a senior. Tyler Grease on the line, 5'10", 240, and a senior. And Austin Rath, wide out, 6 feet, 165, and a junior. And that's your 5 Points Bank starting lineups tonight from Sutton High School. We're about 3 minutes to go until we kick this one off. The Sutton Mustangs have won the toss and will be kicking off to Sandy Creek. And we have some on-field introductions going on right now. We'll be back with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show on the Breeze 94.5 FM right after this quick timeout. Right.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
You can make your farm or ranch land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar and Hastings. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Ingersoll dresser pumps, Hastings irrigation pipe, and supplies and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes. 402-224-4615 or 463-6258.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
Welcome back, New Tech Seed pregame show. As on-field introductions are done, we're about a minute away from teeing it up. And again, Sutton is 0-2. They're improved over the last 2 years, but not where they want to be. Not certainly improved to the point where they can commit five turnovers and not come away hurting a little bit. And that's what they did last week. They had five turnovers against them. A little bit of difficulty getting the ball in the end zone. We saw them against Blue Hill, and they had it down ready to tie the score, if not go ahead, and lost by 1 point late in the game to the Blue Hill Bobcats, and they had lost the Bobcats by a point the year before. Now we're seeing the Mustangs getting ready to tee it up, and they will be kicking off. Try that again. The Cougars getting ready to tee it off, and the Mustangs will be going from north to south as they will get the first offensive possession tonight here on this really chilly, fall-like evening in Sutton. So there's 12 on the clock. The kicker is going to come at it from the left-hand side of the ball, right-footed kicker. Reed Wiebe is standing back, as well as Dustin Hahn in the return position at about the 10-yard line for Sutton. Sandy Creek gives it a ride. It's a nice kick, a drive, and Hahn's going to field it, though, bobbles it inside the 10-yard line. Comes back the other way, out to the 15, 20, Hahn to the 25-yard line. Got a save, and then he trips, stumbles. I don't know if he twisted his ankle or just
tried to
roll
out of his shoes, but he juked out his own shoes.
Yep. Hahn gets it up anyhow to about the 31-yard line. And so with 11:50 on the clock, Sutton has the ball as they start on their own 31-yard line. I formation. They fake the handoff, go option right side, and they get it out to Wiebe. Wiebe has the corner at the 40, 45-yard line. Reed Wiebe, 6'3", 210 pounds. I don't think we haven't had him listed as a starter. Hahn and Wiebe, last time we saw them, alternated. Wiebe by far getting the most carries in the Blue Hill game. But on the overall, they're beginning to even out a little bit. Dustin Hahn is the up back, 5'10", 180. Quarterback Wiseman goes back to pass now, fires downfield. He's got a man wide open. That guy got it at the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Austin Rath with a nice reception and run after the catch. That is a 51-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Cole Wiseman to Austin Rath, and it is Sutton drawing first blood here tonight, 6-0. Third play from scrimmage is a long touchdown pass. Wiseman now will attempt the extra point. Holder, no, they fake it, go right to the quarterback. He tries for two, fires into the end zone, and he's got it. Sam Grease on the reception, and it is 8-0. Sutton out to a quick lead over Sandy Creek, and we'll take a quick break here. 30 seconds on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. With your score, Sutton 8, Sandy Creek nothing.
Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center. Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Quick strike that time, and Sutton is out front of Sandy Creek and will be kicking off after the completion of the two-point conversion as well. It's 8-0. And Sutton, 0-2 on the year, trying to make a statement here against their arch rival, Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek, 1-1. 11:17 is on the clock. Yes, 11:17. It only took 43 seconds to punch in 8 points for Sutton. Under the lights here now, the black and white Sutton Mustangs kick off, and the Cougars take it at the 30-yard line. One of the up men up to the 35-yard line. That's Andrew Kuda, 204-pound junior. And he gets good field position for Sandy Creek at their own 40-yard line. We'll see the exact spot. It'll be right around the 40. Ref is walking right down the line, so I think that's where they're going to set it up. Quarterback is Chase Merman. He's 184 pounds and a senior. I was updating rosters. I was telling Adam that he's picked up 20, 30 pounds here since last time we did him, like 3 years ago, at least the last time I personally called a Cougar game. And he's under center right now with an I formation, single wide out to the right side, fake it one way. Now they give it to the tailback who crashes through. That's Antone Gracer. And he is a 185-pound junior. Second down and about 5 yards to go as they come back to the line of scrimmage. Trying to answer that quick strike by Sutton. Was I right? Was that the third play of the game? That was the third play of the drive was what was the touchdown pass, a 51-yarder. They got Sutton on the board and a two-point conversion, so they came out of the box really quick. Slot man now to the right side, I formation. Merman is under center. Calls out the signals, four-man front for Sutton, and flags are down. Illegal procedure against the Cougars, and so the referee taketh away what the running back giveth. And it'll be second down and 10 yards to go now as they go back just outside the 40-yard line. 10:29 on the clock as they stop it on the penalty.
Actually, that was the second one. Great.
Second play?
Yep.
Well, that's even more surprising, man. In the slot to the far side is Austin Hoy. Got one man outside of him way on the far side of the field. Otherwise, I formation with everybody else in tight. Southpaw Merman flips it out into the flat, and he's got him with his wing back across the 45 to the 46-yard line to Austin Hoy. And it is third down now and a short 5, long 4 to go with 9:53 to go in the first period of play. Hahn given credit for the tackle on that. Sending Brad Teschick far out to the right side. And wide receiver to the left is Hoy. I formation, Southpaw Merman gives it to the tailback, and he's got running room and a first down. Inside the 45 to about the 44-yard line, so the Cougars keep it alive on the ground this time. A pass and a run and a first down despite the penalty. Both teams' coaches were worried about the turnover. Turnovers, of course, can indicate that you're not as good a team as you really are in terms of moving the football. Turning it over or getting a penalty at a time when you could be crossing into pay dirt, of course, takes points off the stat sheet. Wides both ways, I formation. Merman is under center, calls out the signals. And off to the tailback again, and he's got some nice running room as he gashes down inside the 40 to about the 39-yard line. That's Anthony Gracer again. And it'll bring up second down and 5. He has gotten the Cougars 5 yards on first down, the last two first down sets. Clock at 8:40 now. First period of play just underway. The 1-1 Sandy Creek Cougars visiting the 0-2 Sutton Mustangs, but Sutton came out, made a statement, scoring on a 51-yard pass on the second play of the ball game. Wideouts both ways. That's Peschick to the right side. I formation. Back to pass is Merman. He's looking one way now. He's got to scramble around. He'll get caught for a loss, and he falls forward, but penalty markers are down. We'll see what that's all about. I'm guessing there's a hold there on a lineman who saw his man get away and tried to hang on. The quarterback was sacked, but I think that's going to be a moot point. There's a hold against the Mustangs, and that's going to mark the ball back from the point of the hold, probably, and we'll see where that is. They're going to mark it back from the point of infraction, 10 yards, and that's going to set the ball just back inside Sandy Creek Mustang territory, just inside the 50 at the 49. As Merman comes back out from talking to the coaching staff on the far sideline, Sandy Creek is on the east sideline. They're heading north offensively. They've got wideouts both ways, I formation. And again, the big running back, Gracer, is dotting the I. Under center is Merman. He'll keep it himself on the option. Pitches. Gracer's got it, crosses the line of scrimmage, and gets about 2 or 3 yards. But that is going to do it. And that brings up a fourth down coming and a possible punt formation here. Is that right? Is it really going to be, or is it third down coming?
Third
down coming. I thought that was a quick. The man across the way there is right on the spot, and I looked down as he changed it from second to third. So it's third down and about 13 yards to go. Clock at 7:19, first period, 8-0. Sutton out front of Sandy Creek. Wides both ways, I formation. Bootleg, now back to pass, fires across the middle, and it is caught. A beautiful catch by Sandy Creek. That's Andrew Cooney. Boy, I tell you what, he extended himself, brought it up off the turf, clean catch. And a first down for Sandy Creek as they've continued this drive here, which started back at their 31-yard line. Or 40-yard line, I'm sorry. They've held the ball for about 5 minutes on the clock now. I formation wide to the right side only. Merman is under center, hands off to the tailback, and he crashes through for about 2 or 3 yards, gets down inside the 30-yard line. It'll bring up second down at about 6 yards coming. I'm looking here as if I'm doing my arithmetic properly. It took 33 seconds for Sutton to score when they came out and got the early 8-0 lead. And now Sandy Creek has had it for about 5 minutes on the clock. They have not yet scored. I formation, wide out to the right side. Merman is under center. He hands off to the tailback again, and Grace is going to get stopped for a little or no gain. Good pursuit there is coming up and making the tackle was Reed Wiebe, firing in off the backer position, and it'll bring up third down and 5 yards to go. Merman is a southpaw. He's grown quite a bit since last we saw him personally. About this. We've done Sandy Creek games among the Platte River radio stations, but since I've laid eyes on him here in the last 3 years, he's grown quite a bit here from his freshman to his senior year. Wideouts go both ways. Austin Hoy to the right side and Pesce to the left side this time with an I formation. Merman is under center, calls out the signals. And he's back to pass. Looks to his left. He's got a man, and it's a reception. Teschik inside the 15-yard line. Should be good for a first down. It is, and it'll be first down and 10 yards to go from the 15-yard line or thereabouts. Just inside the 15 is where they spot it, just by inches inside. Clock at 5:14, stopped as they move the chains here. It's been a well-executed drive by the Sandy Creek Cougars. Not that 8 points in two plays or three plays actually wasn't well executed for something. That certainly was. I formation, wides both ways. Merman calls out the signals. He faces a four-man front. Three linebackers are coming on the run blitz, and they give it off to the up man, and he'll get down to about the 10-yard line. That was Carson Novacek, the running back, who got it on the handoff, and despite blitzing linebackers, ran by them and got about 5 yards upfield. Second down and 6 yards to go for the Cougars as the clock ticks down to 4:45. Merman comes back into the huddle from checking across the far sideline with the coach. And now he sends Teschik wide to the left side and Austin Hoy wide to the right. They're way out there. I formation. Everybody else is in tight. Handoff goes to the tailback, Gracer, and he is inside the five-yard line. Gracer moves the stick down for a third down and about a yard, 2 yards to go. Strong yard, weak 2 yards to go. They have to get inside the five-yard line for a first down. He has been a good-looking running back. Anthony Gracer, 185-pound junior, has slashed for some pretty good yardage. No breakaway yet, but he's gouged out 5, 6, 7 yards in a crack. Had one called back because of a procedural call or hold against Sandy Creek. Wides both ways. He'll get the call again. Crashes inside the five and into pay dirt. Touchdown. Sandy Creek Mustangs score on a long drive. Started out back at their 40. It was a 60-yard TD drive. And Gracer crashes through from 5 yards out. And it's now 8-6. That drive took a long time. That was about an 8-minute drive. Started back at their 40. Now they're going to go for two. Wides both ways. Teschik and Hoy again. Back to pass. Looking into the end zone. And blasted from the back is Merman, the quarterback, coming in nicely on that. Tyler Keenan. And he got the quarterback. And the quarterback did not complete the pass. And so Sandy Creek did not get the two. Mustangs out front of Sandy Creek, 8-6. Sutton, 8. Sandy Creek, 6. We're back after this on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
Another one is coming back the other way on the kickoff from Sandy Creek is Sutton, and out to the 45-yard line is Reed Wiebe with a nice return for Sutton, and they've got good field position. Hastings is trailing Seward 7-0 in the first. We are 8-6 right here with Sutton leading Sandy Creek, and that's as many scores as we have it is early on Friday night. Sutton scoring on their second play from scrimmage and then added a two-point conversion. That was a 51-yard pass play. And the Cougars grounded out 60 yards and scored just a moment ago. Did not make a conversion, so it's 8-6. Wide out left side. Option. Wiebe on the pitch tries to skirt the right side, and he'll get denied. Coming up, Mitch Heinrichs comes up for the Mustangs. Brad Teschik also in there. And so that's going to be second down and about 15 yards to go. Second and 15 on the five-yard loss there on the option toss to Wiebe. 3:11 in the first period. Allens of Hastings delivers the scoreboard show coming up at halftime. Don't forget, when you're getting set to do your weekly shopping, log on to AllensSuperstore.com. Back to pass. Back to pass is the quarterback Wiseman. He's got a man in the flat. Gets back to about the original line of scrimmage. That's Sam Grease, 5'11", 175-pound senior on the reception there. So third down and 10 yards to go. They got a little bit, but not the half the distance you like to get back on a second down and long yardage. Austin Rath, the man that caught the touchdown pass early in the game, back into the ball game now. He'll split out wide to the right side. Wise was under center. Hahn is the fullback. Down in the eye is Reed Wiebe. Everybody else is in tight. There's a slot man. That's Breeze to the right. Back to pass. Wiseman looking for and overthrowing. His receiver turned in, and he fired outside. He was looking for Austin Rath. The ball's incomplete, and now we're going to have our first punt of the ball game. A three and out for Sutton on that misfire on the pass. And so Sandy Creek will get it back here, presumably, after the punt. 2:15 to go in the first. They've got Teschick and Naki back to do the return duties, and they're standing at their 20-yard line. Breeze will do the kicking, standing inside his 35. Fakes it. Pass complete. And it's received at the 40-yard line and down inside the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown, Austin Rath again. Holy smokes! On a fake punt, Sam Greese passes to Austin Rath, and that was a play that traveled some 55 yards. Wow. Sutton is pulling out the stops here tonight. And they now lead 14-6. Rath goes far to the right side. Greece, the man that just threw that TD off the fake punt, is in the slot as they go for two. Under center is Wiseman. He pitches, and Hahn can't hang on to it. Now he tries to throw it into the end zone, and it's intercepted. That was a nice effort by Sutton there to try and recoup the failed extra point. And so it is 14-6, 2:02 on the clock, and Sutton has a lead over Sandy Creek. We'll be back in a half minute with the kickoff here on the Breeze 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Hendricks Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sutton bookends the quarter here with a quick strike on the second play of the game, and now a fake punt in the closing 2 minutes of the first period. And they have 2-1 over Sandy Creek. 14-6 is how it adds up, as they got 2 touchdowns and a 2-pointer. Sandy Creek had a 60-yard drive and failed to convert. And so that's where we are right now, as we are in the final 2:02 of the first period of play. Simon London is going to do the kicking. The 6-foot, 230-pounder is a senior. He gives it a ride, and it falls at about the 35-yard line. It takes a roll for Sutton inside the 30 to about the 25. As it goes out of bounds, the penalty marker goes down. And so we'll wait for the referees to re-spot the ball, with a little more yardage in favor of Sandy Creek at the 35-yard line. And it will be 1st and 10 for the Cougars. Ball at the 35 of Sandy Creek. Harmon is under center. He's got an I formation, one wide out to the far side. I think that is Peschick out there. No, Hoy, as they hand it off to the tailback. And he crashes forward for a yard or two, but they're beginning to sniff out big Anthony Gracer a little bit more, as he gouged Sutton for a nice yardage on first down in their last drive. That time about 3 yards instead of the 5 or 6 that he had been getting. Clock at 1:40 now as they wind it up, and Sandy Creek is yet to get the play into the huddle. Merman comes in from the sideline, and he gives it to his teammates now, dressed in red pants and white jerseys, white helmets with the Mustangs on the side. Sutton is in their all-black uniforms with the white helmets and the white numerals. They put a four-man line up front. Merman is under center with an I formation and wides both ways.
fakes the handoff, back to pass. Southpaw's got a man, and he's got a first down. Kuda again, who's got some good hands. I'll tell you what, that kid has got some hands on him. He's made two tough catches in traffic, and he is up to about the 48-yard line. Andrew Kuda is a 204-pound junior. He's got some size on him. And by the time he's a senior, he's going to be a formidable receiver, I think. Minute to go in the first period of play. The Mustangs send Peschick far out to the right side. Now they go with a power eye. Merman is under center. They've got a first and 10. They hand it off to the tailback, who's got some running room. And we've got a new man in there. That's Noah Johnson. That's Matt Beck. Matt Beck with a six-yard gain there on that power eye formation. And Beck carrying for the first time. Brings up a second down and 4 yards to go. As Merman comes back into the huddle. Austin Hoy is back into the ball game now. And we'll see if they continue in that power eye or go back to the eye formation with the two wideouts. Got the eye. They've got everybody in tight except for Austin Hoy. Four-man front for Sutton. Single safety. Everybody's up tight in the box. Handoff goes to the up man again, and he's got some running room at the 35 down to the 30-yard line. That's Carson Novacek as he crashes down there. Grease was in on the tackle, as well as Reed Wiebe. But that was a good run on first down as Sandy Creek is getting some good surge at the line of scrimmage, and their backs are taking it right to Sutton. Sutton still has the lead, though, 14-6. They faked a punt a couple of moments ago, came up with a 55-yard Sam Grease to Austin Rath touchdown. That was Rath with two touchdown catches in tonight's ball game. There's a timeout on the field. We'll take 30 here. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week. Sutton out front of Sandy Creek, 14-6 on the Breeze 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Sandy Creek School athletes, teams, and coaches, and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the South Central Nebraska area for almost 120 years, specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Some other scores here. Hastings is trailing Seward by a 14-0 margin at this point. That is in the second quarter, I think. Yeah, no, it's late in the first quarter. McCook leading Gehring 7-0. Sandy Creek here, of course, we're 14-6 with Sutton over Sandy Creek. Ravenna leads Twin River 14-0. Presumably that is in the first period of play. All right, time coming back in here as we just completed the first period of play. That was the end of the first quarter, not a timeout. And so we switch sides, and Sandy Creek now heading to the south. They're set up at the 30-yard line, single setback, double wing. That trips to the right side off the wing, and the handoff goes to the tailback, Gracer. And that doesn't fool Sutton too much. Hahn comes up for the stop, as well as Tyler Keenan for the Mustangs. That'll be second down and 9 yards to go. Sandy Creek trailing by 8 points. They got a touchdown on a long 60-yard drive, well-executed drive, with I think one or two penalties. I think just one penalty on that drive of Sandy Creek, and they put it in but could not get the conversion. Again, trips off the wing to the right side, single wide out to the left side, handoff, actually a pitch goes to the tailback, Gracer again, and Gracer races inside the 30 to about the 27-yard line. Third down and 7 yards to go from the 27-yard line. So they're coming to Gracer out of many different formations. We've got a wing back on the right side with two wide outs off of him, close in. And then a single wide out to the left side on that last formation. Now they're going to send Peschick wide to the left side. And Hoy comes wide to the right, kind of a wing to the right side. I formation again as Merman under the center calls out the signals, and he fakes it one way, now rolls left, being chased. It's a screen pass set up. Novacek's got it, but Sutton sniffs it out very well, and he'll only get progress to about the line of, no, not even the line, not even the original line of scrimmage, just coming up fourth down and about 14 yards to go. That's the first time we've seen, actually this year, a well set up screen play, but Sutton sniffed it out.
Good awareness there.
Good pursuit by Sutton on defense. And so with fourth down and 14, we'll see whether or not Sandy Creek will at least go into punt formation. I'm thinking not. I think they probably need to try for it here. I don't know that any high school kicker is nifty enough to cough and corner it to give him any sort of opportunity there. Under center is Merman. As they go for it on fourth down, he fires downfield. Does he have a man? No, man, Peschick falls down, and there's going to be a flag on the play. Covering over there was Tyler Keenan, and Peschick fell down. I think Peschick did a pretty good active job on that, because I'm not sure that ball was close enough to be caught, but it looks like it'll be a first down for Sandy Creek here. As they'll mark on, remember, in high school, it's going to be a 15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage and not a first down from the infraction. So they're going to move down, but they had less than 15 yards to go, and this should put them at about the 20-yard line, good enough for a first down for Sandy Creek. That's one of those where you go, a lot of good fortune going the way of Sandy Creek on that one, because I think that receiver would have fallen over no matter what.
Got to bite it.
Deuce backfield, power eye, actually. And Beck dots the eye. He gets the carry and shooting in on a nice run blitz that time.
Weeby.
And Reed Weeby, 6'3", 210-pounder, has had some nice defensive stabs in there. And he actually throws Beck, the running back, for a loss of about 2 yards. Second down, 12 yards to go for Sandy Creek. As Sutton showing some tough D here with 9:25 to go in the first half of play. Allen's of Hastings, your You Get More Superstore, with the halftime report coming up. If you haven't made your grocery list for the week yet, make sure you check the online special at AllenSuperstore.com. AllenSuperstore.com. Speaking of dots, it is Matt Beck dotting the I in the power I formation. Strong side is to the left, and they're going to go to the right side. As Beck carries, and he stood up after little or no gain. So Merman going over the sideline, trying to figure this one out with Coach. Third down, and actually lost about a yard. Third down and 13 yards to go.
I think that penalty kind of fired him up a little bit.
I think it did. You mean Sutton? Yeah, I think so. 8:35 to go in the first half here at Sutton, with the Mustangs out front of the guest Sandy Creek Cougars, 14-6. Sutton scored on the second play from scrimmage, and also on a fake punt, both in the first period. We're 8:18 to go in the second period. I formation, wides both ways. The up man is Novacek. They think at the end back to pass. Scrambling and firing down into the end zone. What a touchdown. Curtis got it in the end zone for Sandy Creek. What a pair of hands that Andrew Kuda has. That is the third catch. They've gone to him three times. He is 3 for 3 in catches, and he went over the top of his defender that time to come down for the sixth. Wow. That was a pass play from 30-plus yards. Merman to Kuda, and now they're going to hand off to the tailback, crashing into the end zone for two. That's Gracer getting the two-point conversion, and we're all tied up. Sutton 14, Sandy Creek 14, with 8:07 to go until halftime. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
Stop in today at George's Easy Stop. George's offers gasoline, propane, fertilizer, does hauling, has a 3G car wash, groceries, snacks, and e-fresh at Subway. George's 66 Easy Stop is located right on Highway 6 in Sutton. Good luck, Sutton teams, from all of us at George's 66 Easy Stop in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
A 9-yard Merman to Cuda pass play with 8:07 on the clock and then a 2-point conversion. 8:07 on the clock. It is now 14-all. Both teams with two touchdowns and one 2-point conversion. And now lining the ball up is Jason Eckerman, and he gives it a nice ride down, bounces at the 15-yard line. Hahn on the reverse coming this way. It is Weavy, and he's got a wall up to the 50-yard line. Weavy after the reverse handoff down to the 40 to the 39-yard line. A beautiful return on the reverse handoff from Hahn to Weavy, and Sutton gets a giant return to answer the touchdown by Sandy Creek and get the ball at the, call it the 37-yard line, I'm going to say 37-yard line of Sandy Creek.
Last three kickoffs, one guy stopped him. Otherwise, they all would probably went for touchdowns.
That was a nice handoff there by Hahn, who took it, and Weeby was circling from the far side to the near side. Then he had a wall set up as he burst through there, and it's now first down and 10 to go at the 37-yard line of Sandy Creek. Hahn is the up man as Wiseman, the quarterback, goes under center. He's got a slot to the right side. Handoff goes to the big guy, Weeby, and Weeby falls forward for about 2 or 3 yards on that first and 10 handoff. 14-all, if you're just joining us. It's been a good ball game. This is a great rivalry between Sutton and Sandy Creek. And it's kind of like one of those throw the record books out, but both teams are about on a equal level, I would say, as far as trying to get their programs turned in the right direction. Sutton certainly has made some strides over the past 2 years under Steve Raymer. Flat formation, I formation, Weeby dots the I. They hand it off to the up man. That's Hahn. He's got some running room, and he's down inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. That for a first down for Sutton. Good ball handling on the part of both quarterbacks tonight. We've got a couple of really dandy quarterbacks, Berman and Wiseman, out here for Sutton.
Berman
really
five
looked
five.
The part.
Yep, 5 of 5, 61 yards, 2 for 2 for Cole Wiseman.
Yeah, good field presence and doing well in what is not a simple offense on either side. Now they work the option, and Wiseman is going to keep it himself, and he gets down to the 20-yard line. Trailing back was Weeby. He decided to keep it and turn it up into the line himself, and with 6:54 until halftime, Sutton now has it just outside the 20-yard line by a couple of inches, second down, and call it a long 5, short 6 yards to go. Grease comes to the slot on the far side. Austin Rath, who received 2 touchdown passes already tonight, far to the right, and they hand it off straight up the middle, Hahn, the up back, and they cough it up, but falling on the ball is Sutton's Tyler Fair, it looks like, fell on the ball. Yeah. So Sutton retains possession. We're all tied up, 6:11 to go, second period. Austin Rath goes far to the right side, Grease in the slot to the right side, and now whistles blow. Timeout is taken by Sandy Creek. 6:04 to go until half, 14-all. We'll be back in a half minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com, and the World Wide Web.
If you're interested in the best renewable energy system for your home, then the GeoXL Thermal System is right for you. Now's a great time to consider a geothermal system for your home. GeoXL is the highest quality and most efficient choice for your home's heating and cooling needs. Did you know that you can receive a federal tax credit of 30% on a new GeoXL geothermal system? You heard it right, a full 30% tax credit on the entire system. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Start saving up to 70% on your home heating and cooling costs today by calling Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating in Clay Center. Good luck, Sandy Creek, Sutton, and area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Got some scores here. North Platte and Grand Island tied at 7. 7:51 left to go in the first on that. Kearney is trailing Bellevue West 7-0. Adams Central is leading Creek 7-0. Hastings is trailing Seward 14-0. McCook leads Gehring early. Central Catholic is leading Milford 7-6. As the scores come in, don't forget, give us your score. 308-646-0506. Text it in. Wiseman keeps it himself on the third down play, and it looks like he's close to the first down as Sutton had a third and a pretty strong 1 yard to go, almost two, and we'll see where they spot it. I think he got it. I think, yeah, they're not even going to bring in the chains. They're going to move the chains, but only downfield. So it's going to be first and 10 again for Sutton. Courtesy of a nice return by Hahn, giving it off to Wiebe on the reverse. And Wiebe picked up some nice yardage on that reverse on the kickoff return and got it down inside the 37-yard line. And they have now worked it down to the 15-yard line of Sandy Creek. Clock is running at 5:17, and it looks like Steve Raymer wants a timeout, and he's having a difficult time getting the attention of the officials, but he finally does. Sutton takes a timeout. It's still tied. It's still 14, 5:09 to go in the second, and we'll be back with more on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're in a timeout here. Sutton has called a timeout as they've got a first and 10 just inside the 15-yard line. We're all tied up at 14 with the halftime show from Allens of Hastings coming up in just a bit. We got you caught up on scores, so we're glad you were along. And now the teams have broken the huddles around their respective coaches, and we're going to find out what it is Sutton's going to try and get done here. With five to go, they don't really have any advantage or disadvantage in scoring quickly or taking their time. There's just not that much of a clock factor. They fake handoff, back to pass. Wiseman now scrambling around, being pressured, fires it out of bounds. Nobody around at about the 10-yard line. Closest guy was Tyler Keenan. He was in the end zone, and Wiseman just didn't have the footwork or the oomph to get the ball to him in the end zone, and so it falls incomplete, second down and 10. Ball still just inside the 10. Cole Wiseman, 5'10", 155-pound senior, at the controls as he's gone from under center most of the time. He's got a slot man now to the right side. That's Grease, and the wide out is Austin Rath, far to the right side. Handoff straight up the middle. Austin Hahn has got a touchdown. Goes from 15 yards out. A quick hitter by Dustin Hahn. And it is now 20-14. Sutton on top of Sandy Creek. Hahn on a 15-yard quick hitter from the fullback position. And now we'll see whether or not Sutton can get two on the board here. Make it 22-14. No one's tried the kick. I formation. Wiseman rolls to his right, fires into the end zone on a fade. Grease has got it. 2 points. And it's now 22-14. And this has been a well-executed ball game by both offenses. This is going to be a fun one before it's all done. Don't go away. 4:58 to go in the first half of play. 22-14. Sutton has just scored and taken the lead. We're back in a half a minute. You're listening to high school football on 94.5 FM, The Breeze, KLIQFM.com, on the World Wide Web.
You can make your farm or ranch land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar and Hastings. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Ingersoll dresser pumps, Hastings irrigation pipe, and supplies and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes. 402-224-4615 or 463-6258.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're going to have our one, two, three, four, six kickoff in this ball game. altogether five touchdowns have been scored between the two teams, plus the opening kickoff. And now it is Sutton's turn to send the ball back. Simon London is lined up as the kicker. And it's Pesek. And I think Hoy back. Pesek and Racer back in the return. But Pesek will get the ball at the 15. Reverses field out to the 20, 25-yard line. He slips down. Knee touches just inside the 25. Otherwise, he might have had a return just like Sutton had a few moments ago. Got some good speeds and good moves, but I think there's a little bit of dew on the grass right now, and it's a little slippery out there. 4:52 is where they start on the 25-yard line of Sandy Creek. Second period of play, 22-14. It's been a good one so far. Shotgun formation now as the quarterback for Sandy Creek shows shotgun for the first time tonight. That's Merman. A crossing pattern, and he can't connect with the intended receiver, Austin Hoy. Just a timing route that wasn't going to happen. And that brings up a second down and 10 on the incompletion. Stops the clock with 4:47 to go in the second period. You know, as you're out and about, anytime you got a score, you ought to send us. It's 308-646-0506. Text it, call it, leave a voicemail. We'd love to get those scores. Also, if you're out at any high school events, you want to upload some pictures to the PlatteRiverPreps.com Facebook page, please do so. Offset eye, under center now is Merman, works the option to the right side, keeps it himself, and he'll get about 5 yards as he rides his tackle down to about the 30-yard line. It'll be third down and 5 yards to go on the option by Merman.
Mitch Carlton Weavy on the tackle.
Hoy comes out. Austin Nacky comes in now for the Sandy Creek Cougars, as they have just now broken the huddle. Nacky goes wide to the right side. Pesci is wide to the left. They've got a single setback. Tight end, Kuda. And what a pair of hands he has exhibited tonight. He's three catches, one for a touchdown. Back to pass, Merman. In the flat, he's got Pesci, and he leads him just a little bit too far to the left, too far to the inside shoulder. And that falls incomplete. It'll be a fourth down coming for Sandy Creek. Sutton scored on a fake punt before. I doubt very much with the down and distance what it is that that'll happen this time. Sandy Creek attempting that kind of gamble, but we'll see. Otherwise, Kuda is in to do the kicking, and he stands inside his 20-yard line. Sutton's not believing the formation. They don't have anybody back in safety at all. Good snap, good kick. And let's see what kind of roll it takes at the 40, 35, 30. It takes a Sandy Creek roll right down to the 25-yard line. So a good kick there by Kuda. And Sandy Creek did not even attempt to return on that, as they were a little skeptical that, Sutton didn't even attempt to return, as they were skeptical Sandy Creek was going to actually kick the ball. First down and 10 going the other way now. 25-yard line. Sutton starting at their own 25. As Wiseman is under center, he's got an I formation, single wide out to the right side. Quarterback Wiseman still got the ball, works around to the right side, off tackle, nice broken field running there, and gets it across the 30 to about the 30, almost the 34-yard line. Good pickup there on what might have been a busted play. I don't know. I think it might have been a dive play that he just pulled the ball out of the belly of the fullback and kept it himself and worked his way for some nice yardage, about 7 or 8 yards there. Second down, we'll call a second down and 2 to go. On the up back, Weeby is the tailback. Under center again is Wiseman. This time Hahn will get the carry. Ball is on the ground, and it looks like Sutton fell on it. Sandy Creek did come up with the ball, so Sutton, the turnover bugaboo, comes back. 5 turnovers last week, and now 1 tonight. difference is they've got 22 on the board right now to 14 for Sandy Creek. But that fumble is on the 34-yard line of Sutton. Sandy Creek, Merman at the controls. Offset eye, wide outs both ways. Long count, option right side. Quarterback Merman keeps it. He gets about 5, 6, 7 yards, and we'll see how far down he got. He might have gotten the first down after all. Quarterback keeper on the option will move the chains or close to it. Yep, they're going to move it. First and 10 now. The ball is spotted at the 22-yard line of Sutton. Sutton trying to hang on here to an 8-point lead, but they didn't do themselves any favors by coughing the ball up on their latest drive. Peschick wide to the right side. Hoy wide to the left. Novacek is the up man. Under center is Merman. Option left this time. Merman will keep it, and he drags one tackler with him as he gets inside the 20. Not quite the gain he had on the last carry, but not bad. Second down and about 8 yards to go. Second and 8 for Sandy Creek with 2:17 to go in the second period.
That's a good job by Mitch Carlson there to keep his eye on the quarterback and avoid the pitch man. I think someone else watched him and got the tackle.
So second down coming. Peschick goes wide to the left side. Hoy wide to the right. Single setback. Novacek is off on a wing to the left side. Merman under center. Back to pass. Looks into the flat. He's got a man and a nice reception there by Peschick as he falls out of bounds at the 15-yard line. These Sandy Creek receivers got some hands on him. Nice pass there by Merman, the quarterback. And it's third down, 4 yards to go. Sandy Creek trying to cash in on a turnover by Sutton. Sutton just hates that when that happens. 5 turnovers last week. They lost. This week they're out front. Wides both ways. I formation. Give to Gracer. Gracer crashes down inside the 10-yard line. He's going to be close to the 5. We'll see where they spot it. He'll get a first down no matter what. But it's going to be first and goal. First and goal at the 7. First and goal at the 7 with a minute 37 to go. Sandy Creek, hurry up now. I formation, wides both ways. Again, Gracer will put his head down and crash forward. We'll see how far down he got. The ball is spotted inside the 5, so he got a yard. Right about the 5. He got maybe a yard. Second and goal. From the 5-yard line, Merman comes back in from the sideline with the play. It's time to go wide both ways again. Hoy to the right side, Peschick to the left. Gracer dots the eye. Novacek is the fullback. Strong side to the right with Kuda. Handoff goes to the tailback, and he crashes down inside the 5, but he can't move the pile any further than that, and maybe he gets to the 4-yard line where it brings up third down and goal to go from the 4-yard line of Sutton. It would certainly help Sutton if they could hold off Cougar surge here coming off the turnover or at least limit the damage. They're up by 8 when they fumble the ball. It's still up by 8, but now Sandy Creek is down at their 4-yard line. And we've got a timeout on the field, so let's take 30 here. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spring in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Scores here, Adams Central still 7-6 over Crete. North Platte is trailing Grand Island 21-7. Kearney trailing Bellevue West 7-0.
Hastings is getting it handed to him at this point. 21-0 in the second period behind Seward. Holdridge is leading Scott's Bluff. It'll be fourth and goal now after that call, after a one-yard carry by Sandy Creek. And a stop by Sutton. And it'll be fourth and goal to go. And now what do you do? I'm guessing that they're going to try to get to six. I don't know that given the percentage of field goal attempts at high school level that that's a viable option, one that they want to entertain at this point. There's so many things go wrong between the snap and the hold and the kick itself that might be better off at least to try for the touchdown. And the very worst that happens is you leave Sutton deep in their own territory with 34 seconds to go until halftime. So that is Sandy Creek with the timeout right now. And so that gives us a couple more moments here to check some other area scores. Nebraska Christian leading Silver Lake 22-0. Dechler 7-6 over Franklin. Under center is Merman. And an I formation. This is it. Fourth and goal to go for Sandy Creek. And now we've got a penalty. A penalty probably against Sandy Creek will change the complexion of this whole deal here. And a timeout will be taken by Sutton. A timeout is taken by Sutton. Did Sutton have a problem getting substitutes in on defense? Did they have too many men on the field and a timeout being called there? I think so, because they picked up the flag. I think Steve Raymer caught that, and he called the timeout. Otherwise, he'd have had a substitution issue on defense, and, of course, he didn't want that. Not that half the distance from a yard and a half out is that big a deal. But everybody's huddled up again. Twin River trailing Ravenna 21-0. Kearney Catholic 7-0 over Cambridge. That's early on in the first period of play. That gets you pretty much up to date on the scores that we have at this point. Grand Island Central Catholic leading Milford 7-6. All right, they break the huddle now after the timeout. It's fourth and goal to go. 33 seconds on the first half clock. And Sandy Creek is trying to pull within a point, or pull within 2 points, I should say, of Sutton with a 22-14. Sutton trying to defend that lead. I formation, Merman, option, left side, pitches, tailback, flip, and he's going to go down at the 4-yard line. Tracer had the pitch, he might have had the cutback. Grass out there is getting slippery, and so the turnover, the fumble, is meant about the best way you can for Sutton, and that is to prevent the touchdown by the opposing team. They had the ball at the 34-yard line of Sutton and then moved it all the way down to about the half-yard line and were not able to score. So Sutton dodged a bullet on that one. No points off that turnover. 28 seconds to go. They've got a full-house backfield back there, and now Wiseman, the quarterback, is just going to kneel it. And they're going to take that 8-point, they're going to take that 8-point lead into halftime. It is Sutton 22 and Sandy Creek 14. He's going to kneel it one more time, I think. He's going to have to kneel it one more time. Then we go into halftime and the Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web. We're back in 2 minutes with the halftime report.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Sandy Creek School athletes, teams, and coaches, and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the South Central Nebraska area for almost 120 years, specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
Stop in today at George's Easy Stop. George's offers gasoline, propane, fertilizer, does hauling, has a 3G car wash, grocery, snacks, and eat fresh at Subway. George's 66 Easy Stop is located right on Highway 6 in Sutton. Good luck, Sutton teams, from all of us at George's 66 Easy Stop in Sutton.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Face it, times are tough, and getting the most out of your money is more of a priority than ever before. By beating competitors' ads and offering thousands of unadvertised in-store savings, Allen's Superstore does just that. Just like this week's specials. Green Giant Idaho Russet Potatoes, only $1.88 for a 5-pound bag. Or Tony's Original Pizza, 5 for only $10. Find these specials and more at AllenSuperstore.com. Get more for your buck and shop at your locally owned Allen's Superstore. West 2nd Street in Hastings.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
Yeah, like I said, too, if you've got pictures from any of the area games, we'd love to have them on our Facebook page. PlatteRiverPreps.com is the website that we use to key off of everything that we do on Platte River Radio Football Friday nights. We've got five stations, five games, most every Friday night, few exceptions to the rule, but in any case, PlatteRiverPreps.com, bookmark that. You will have on the front page of PlatteRiverPreps.com five links each week to each one of the respective stations, Classic Hits 98.9, The Breeze 94.5, where you are right now, KHAS 1230 AM, 1550 KICS, ESPN Superstation 1550, and ESPN Superstation 1460. We divide up our two ESPN stations, one to a game. We got five games. Like I said, most every week we have some storm games coming up that will preempt one every so often. But for the most part, we're going to have five games every week. Bookmark PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can get right on the World Wide Web there. Got friends or relatives from a distance, alumni who want to check in on the scores, give them that website address, and it's no fuss, no muss, no bother. You can just click right on the link there and go right to the broadcast. And, of course, you can do the old-fashioned way, tune in to 94.5 FM, 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, 1550 AM, or 1460 AM, and we'll update you on some of the scores from around the region. After our ball game tonight, we invite you to tune to a couple of different things. Life is getting so complicated anymore, isn't it? You can either go to HastingsLink.com or 1230 AM KHAS Radio and listen for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. On Classic Hits 98.9, coming up on or about 9:30, we'll have the 5 Points Bank Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show with Josh Gelton. It should be right around 9:30, SEM at Pleasanton on 98.9 tonight. Betty, on wherever that gets over with. Kennesaw is leading Overton 14-8 right now. That's a D1 score just in. And Boise State in the home college game. Maybe there's two of them, but at least one of them. Boise State is leading Toledo 14-6. Look at you. There's another interesting matchup. Giltner at Palmer. In Class D, and so we'll get you up to speed on a lot of those on one of the two scoreboard shows. Ravenna leads Twin River 35-0. I think Ravenna and St. Cecilia play next week, and I think that's going to be here on the Breeze 94.5. I think Mike will be calling that one. St. Cecilia hosting Ravenna next week.
That should be a dandy.
I would like to be at that one just as a spectator, my golly. All right, you're in the You're on the Allens of Hastings Superstore halftime report. Let me tell you about Allens of Hastings. Allens of Hastings has this thing on the web, and it's AllensSuperstore.com. If you haven't made your grocery list yet for the week, make sure to check out Allens Superstore specials online, AllensSuperstore.com. And remember, Allens will beat all competitors' advertised prices. Get more for your money. Shop Allens, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Let's hear from Allens, and we'll be back with more on the Scoreboard Show right after this.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Non-Stock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches. If you're interested in the best renewable energy system for your home, then the GeoXL Thermal System is right for you. Now's a great time to consider a geothermal system for your home. GeoXL is the highest quality and most efficient choice for your home's heating and cooling needs. Did you know that you can receive a federal tax credit of 30% on a new GeoXL geothermal system? You heard it right, a full 30% tax credit on the entire system. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Start saving up to 70% on your home heating and cooling costs today by calling Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating in Clay Center. Good luck, Sandy Creek, Sutton, and area athletes.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along.
Adam Fisher back here at the Allens of Hastings halftime report. And with a score of 22-14, Sutton came out hell-bent for leather. And on the second play of this game, passed 51 yards for a touchdown. That was from Wiseman to Rath. Two-point conversion was good, and they were out to a quick 8-0 lead. They took only 30-some seconds off the clock. They got the ball with 11:50 into the first period. They scored with 11:17. So do the math. What is that, 33 seconds from first snap to pay dirt? Sutton responded later on Sandy Creek responded with a 60-yard drive, the ensuing drive, and 60-yard drive, a 5-yard run by Anthony Gracer, and it was the conversion was no good, so it was an 8-6 ball game. And then Sutton got the ball back, looked like Sandy Creek had stopped them, but instead of going in and completing the punt, Sutton went into a punt formation, faked it. Sam Grease lofted a 55-yard pass down to Rath again, and Austin Rath pulled in his second TD pass of the evening at 2:02 in the first, and it was Sutton back out front by 14 points as their two-point conversion was successful. Then Sandy Creek scored with 8:07 to go in the second period of play on a 19-yard Merman to Kuda touchdown pass. Kuda, the tight end for Sandy Creek, 3-for-3 on catches tonight. Doing a great job, good hands. Andrew Kuda, 204-pound junior on that. So it was tied up at 14, and then Sutton got another score on a quick hitter. Hahn, the fullback, on a quick hitter, 15-yard run up the middle, and it was a two-point conversion good. 4:58 to go in the second, and it was 22-14. Sutton got the ball back. They coughed it up. Sandy Creek got it on the 34-yard line of Sutton. They got all the way down inside the one, could not score. Goal line stand for Sutton, and that is where they ended it. They knelt down one time and decided just to get out of this thing with their 8-point lead, and that's where they are right now, 22-14
at halftime, Sutton leading Sandy Creek. Adam Fisher is alongside. He's been keeping some individual stats. Adam, what you got?
Stats for Sutton. Dustin Hahn has 3 carries for 27 yards. Also did get a touchdown. Cole Wiesman, 3 carries for 12 yards. Only 4 toes for Reed Weeby for 17 yards. Austin Rath, the man of the half for Sutton, he had 2 catches, I believe 1 for 51, 1 for 54, 105 yards, and 2 touchdowns. One of those was from the quarterback, Cole, and the other one was from Sam Grease out of that punt formation. And let's see, 2 for 3, 54 yards for Cole. Wiesman on passing today. And for Sandy Creek, Weissman, I'm sorry. And Carson Novosek, 2 for 22 yards. Chase Merman, 1 for 11 yards. The workload for last half, Anthony Gracer, 16 carries, 53 yards with the touchdown. And Andrew Kuda, 3 catches, 46 yards, and a touchdown. Matt Beck also had 2 carries for 3 yards. And Chase Merman, 6 for 7, 66 yards, and a touchdown.
All right, and it is 22-14 at halftime. We'll be back to give you some more scores here. You're listening to the Allens of A-State's Halftime Report here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Henrichs Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
Oh, the Wells Fargo wagon is a-coming down the street. Oh, don't let him pass my door.
That's right, ladies and gents. The Wells Fargo wagon is a-coming to Hastings. Hastings Community Theater and the Scottish Rite Foundation present Meredith Wilson's The Music Man, Friday through Sunday, September 9th through the 18th at the Masonic Center Theater, 4th and Hastings Avenue in downtown Hastings. Get your tickets today.
Tickets available at select area banks, Stamps and More, Masonic Center office, and the GSV Senior Center, or email hctheater@windstream.net.
Face it, times are tough, and getting the most out of your money is more of a priority than ever before. By beating competitors' ads and offering thousands of unadvertised in-store savings, Allen's Superstore does just that. Just like this week's specials, get 6 ears of fresh sweet corn for only $2.99, or Pepsi 12-packs for $9.88 with coupon. Find these specials and more at AllenSuperstore.com. Get more for your buck and shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
All right, back on the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. Let me give you some other scores. On Classic Hits 98.9, SEM is at Pleasanton, and Pleasanton leads now 30-25. 30-25 late in the second. 55 points in less than a half of period, less than a half a football game. SEM is trailing Pleasanton 30-25. Let's see what else we can give you here. Kennesaw is leading Overton 14-8. I still have a first period score with Deschler leading Franklin 7-6. And we're talking about the matchup next week, St. Cecilia and Ravenna. St. Cecilia beating Wood River 42-0 right now, and Ravenna leading Twin River 35-0. That ought to be a great ball game next week from Duncan Field, and you'll hear it right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Mike Wilf being on the call for that. Superior is trailing Wilbur Claytonia 14-0. Kearney Catholic is leading Cambridge 7-0. That's delinquent score there because that's way early in the first. Central Catholic trailing Milford 12-7. McCook has a 14-zip lead at halftime over Gehring. Holdridge 6-0 at half over Scottsbluff. Hastings is trailing Seward 21-0 at the half. Northwest is out early, 14-0 early in the second over Alliance. Aurora is trailing Beatrice 7-0. That's at the end of one. Adams Central is trailing Crete 13-7. Crete scored just as time expired at the half in that one. And in Class A, North Platte is trailing Grand Island 28-7. Kearney is trailing Bellevue West 14-0 in some of the area Class A schools. CPI Mystery Tire scoreboard show coming up after this game on 1230 AM KHAS Radio or HastingsLink.com on the World Wide Web. We also have the Five Points Bank Platte River Prep scoreboard show on Classic Hits 98.9 FM coming up starting about the same time. You know, pick your scoreboard show. They're both good ones, and we appreciate your listening into your Platte River Radio Football Friday Night station. PlatteRiverPreps.com is where it all starts. If you ever want to know the schedules, who we're going to do, what time they start, where we're going to be, how to link in on the internet. Bookmark PlatteRiverPreps.com. The other thing about PlatteRiverPreps.com is we have all the scores and results and schedules for all of the schools, all of the sports, all of the time. About 114 high schools have pages on PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're not worried about recruits. We're not worried about anything other than the basic facts of what the scores were and who the teams are going to play and some headline news brought into those pages. So if you haven't seen it yet or haven't tried it yet, log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com, and you can friend us on Facebook as well, PlatteRiverPreps.com on Facebook, and upload pictures from some of your area schools. So we want to hear whether you got a winning team or a team that is in a rebuilding mode, whether it's volleyball, whether it is cross country, whether it is football, PlatteRiverPreps.com. All right, we're going to take a 30-second timeout. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We'll be back with the kickoff and the start of the second half of what ought to be a dandy coming up next here from Sutton on the Breeze 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center. Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Sutton's going to tee it off and give it a ride. London will do the kicking. Sutton is up by 8 points. They dodged the bullet late in the first half when they coughed it up at the 34, their own 34, and was able to hold Sandy Creek on a goal line stand. Got the ball back and kneeled it, got into halftime, saving that 8-point lead. London tees it up at the 40-yard line, and it is Gracer and Peshek, the runback chores. Peshek lets it fall at the 20, picks it up now, comes to the near side, 25, Peshek 30, 33-yard line, and he is hammered there, I think, by Sam Grease on the defense. No, it is neither. It is Derek Bailey. Nice hit on specialty teams there for Sutton. And we are underway with 11:54 to go in the third period. And Sandy Creek at the control, starting at their own 34. First possession of the second half. Offset eye. Wide receivers both ways. Merman, the left-handed quarterback under center. He hands off to the big tailback, and Gracer's got some room. He turns the corner at the 40, 45. Gracer out to nearly midfield. That was just good wall blocking there on the right side. And Gracer picked up a first down on the first carry of the second half for the Sandy Creek Cougars. It's quite a rivalry. Sandy Creek 1-1 coming in here. Sutton 0-2. Both teams better than their records would indicate because of turnover problems and a failure to get into the end zone at the appropriate time. Sutton lost to Blue Hill by only a point earlier this year. Peshek wide to the left side. Hoy in the slot to the left side. I formation. Novacek is the fullback in the up position. Gracer again dots the eye. Merman under center, barks the signals, handoff is the tailback. Gracer's got some running room again. Falls inside the 50 to about the 47-yard line of Sutton. And it'll bring up a second down and a strong 6 yards to go. Second down, we'll call second and six to go for Sandy Creek, which moved the ball in their last series from the 34 down to about the half-yard line, but could not get it in. Gracer took the pitch and slipped, and that did in the Sandy Creek hopes of pulling things closer as the first half went to a close. Slot man now in motion. That's Hoy coming to the right side. Hand off straight up the middle to the fullback. Novacek gets inside the 40-yard line. Both teams have effectively used their fullbacks at the right time. Hahn scored for Sutton from 15 yards out on a quick opener and crashed through for Pater, and that was a nice handoff to Novacek there on the same kind of carry. Quick opener to the fullback. First and 10 now. Ball inside the 40, 39-yard line. Pesek wide to the right side. Everybody else is in tight. They go power eye. Beck is the man that is the tailback, the eye back. He gets the carry. He goes off the left side and gets down inside the 35-yard line. Second down, five coming. Clock at 10:32 to go in the third. Sandy Creek working off the opening kickoff now as Hoy comes in. Beck goes out. They've used Beck as the tailback in the power eye occasionally to some effect. Hoy and Pesek have been the wideouts. They go both to the left side this time. Kuda, the tight end, is to the right side. He's had some nice catches tonight, including a touchdown. I formation. Hand off straight ahead to Novacek again, and the fullback gets about 2 yards that time. It'll bring up third and five. Not quite the hole that they wanted that time on the fullback trap. So third down and five. London comes in on defensive substitution for Sutton as they go wide to the left. The slot man is Hoy. Wide out is Pesek, I formation. Again, it's Novacek and Grasser dotting the I. They throw it in the flat to Hoy, and he is immediately tackled over there for about a 2 yard loss. Coming up on the play, I think, was Mitch Carlson. Yeah, Mitch Carlson had a heads up play there as he tackled the receiver, Austin Hoy, in the essentially the 2 yard loss. Fourth down coming out. Sandy Creek is not about to punt, they'll go for it. Fourth down, a long seven, short six to go. They go spread, single setback. Tight end strong to the right side. Merman is under center. Goes straight back to pass. Looking for Hoy. Finds the tight end, though. Kuda's got the ball, and he goes inside the 30 and still on his feet, 25-20. Man, I'll tell you what, he's got all the tools. He's got power and hands, and he can block. That is Kuda. Andrew Kuda, the 204-pound junior. I can't say enough about the way he's performed tonight. Exactly when you want your tight end to be clutch, he's been there, including a touchdown pass. I think he's 4-for-4, or is it 5-for-5? He hasn't dropped any. 4-for-4. 4-for-4 for Kuda. Man, what an asset that is to have a go-to guy that's just got those hands. First down and 10 at the 15-yard line is Sandy Creek. Spreads it out now with wides both ways. Offset eye. Novacek standing off just to the left of Merman, who's under center. Grasser gets the pitch. Toss left side. Pursuit is good, but he's going to get the corner and gets down to the 10-yard line. Austin Rath scoots him out of bounds inside the 10. It'll be second down, and he got better than 5 yards. Second down and four to go. That was just a simple toss, sweep, left. And Grasser did the rest. The angle out inside the 10. They can get a first down at about the 6 or 7 yard line. Sandy Creek was here late in the first half. Couldn't punch it in. Hoy wide to the left side. Everybody else in tight. I formation. Hand off tailback. Grasser's got some room. And he plunges down for another yard or two. It'll be third down coming and a long 1 or 2 yards to go. Call it 2 yards to go. Third and two. As the clock is winding down, it's 7:45 in the third. 22-14. Sutton still in the lead. Sandy Creek thinks they should be closer. They couldn't get in the final seconds of the first half. They had it down at the half-yard line. First goal, couldn't get it in. I formation now. Hoy wide to the left side. I formation with Grasser, the tailback. Merman under center. Grasser gets the call. Flags down. There was some movement up there, and I can't tell who did what, so we'll just let the referees point and walk as they will. It's a procedural call against Sandy Creek. They might have flinched. It looked like Sutton moved, but they might have been drawn.
I think he's doing it purposefully.
Could be. Didn't work. So that marks it back 5 yards. It'll be third down and six now for Sandy Creek. You don't like to turn if you're in the position of either Sandy Creek or Sutton. You don't like the turnover or crucial penalty. Sutton turned the ball over at their own 34-yard line. They dodged a bullet when Sandy Creek couldn't get in. And here, third down now because of a 5-yard penalty and about seven to go. Under center is Merman. He's got a wide man to the right side. They give it on the draw play to Grasser, and he's got nothing. He's got nothing. Probably loses a yard or two, and it's going to be fourth down coming and 9 yards to go. Now, Sandy Creek did not punt on the last time, and I doubt they're going to do it this time either. Now, you know you got Andrew Kuda there, the tight end, who's been the go-to guy. And if you're Sutton, how are you going to defend this guy? You got to know that big number 88 looms large in their plans here as far as defense is concerned. Get you some score updates here a little bit. Find out if we're going to get any scoring here. Shotgun, Merman. Grass is standing in the backfield with him, and now we've got a timeout taken by Steve Raymer. That is a defensive timeout. Sutton still leads 22-14, 6:13 to go in the third. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Stop in today at George's Easy Stop. George's offers gasoline, propane, fertilizer, does hauling, has a 3G car wash, groceries, snacks, and e-fresh at Subway. George's 66 Easy Stop is located right on Highway 6 in Sutton. Good luck, Sutton teams, from all of us at George's 66 Easy Stop. Easy Stop in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
In case you missed it, Hastings is trailing Seward 21-0 at the half. Northwest has a lead over Alliance 14-0. Kearney trailing Bellevue West 14-0. Adams Central trailing Crete 13-7. Grand Island 28-14. Over North Platte right now in Class A. McCook 14-0 over Gearing. Central Catholic trailing Milford 12-7. Coming back to the line of scrimmage now. Fourth down. 8 yards to go. Shotgun. Merman in the gun. Trips wide to the left side. And he's back to pass. Merman looking. Firing into the end zone. And he's got a man. And he can't get over to it. Hoy was the intended receiver, and he went over one shoulder, and try that again. That was not Hoy. That was Mitch Heinrichs, the intended receiver, who circled one way, but the ball was over the other shoulder, and it fell incomplete. And now Sutton dodging another bullet after a decent drive by Sandy Creek, although not quite the caliber of bullet they did in the closing seconds of the first half. So Sandy Creek turns it over on downs. And Sutton will get it back at their own 15-yard line. First possession of the second half for the Sutton Mustang. Wiseman gives it off to Hahn. Hahn tries to move the pile forward a little bit. He's met there defensively by Grasser or Sandy Creek. And it'll call second down and 9 yards to go. Not much pickup there. Wavy dots the eye, Wiseman under center, Hahn the fullback. Greece in the slot to the right side. Rath is wide to the right. And now the keeper by Wiseman. He'll fall forward for another 2 or 3 yards. Bring up a third down and 6 or 7, depending on the spot. Call a third down and short 7. Well, call it a long 7 or short 8. Probably a passing situation here. We'll see. Neither team been afraid to go to the pass. Weeby in the slot to the left side. Back to pass. Wiseman fires across the middle, intended for Greece. Possibly intended for Weeby a little bit deeper, but neither man was close enough to get it. And so a punt is indicated here for Sutton after a quick 3 and out. 22-14, they hang on to this 8-point lead. Now, they faked a punt earlier and scored on a 55-yard pass play, but at their own 15, not sure that would be a deal. Greece is the man who's back to kick. He's also the man that threw the 55-yard fake punt scoring pass to Rath, but there's nobody out there to run downfield and do that this time. Good snap. Greece this time plays it straight, gets a nice kick. Comes at the 49-yard line, taken back by Peschek the other way, 45-40. Peschek to the 30-yard line. And so good field position again for Sandy Creek. They keep the pressure on the Sutton defense. And so Sandy Creek will start out on the 30-yard line of Sutton. Still in the third period. Sutton still has an 8-point lead, 22-14. But Sandy Creek is putting some pressure on. They have played the last three series in Sutton territory and in many cases deep in Sutton territory. Wides both ways, I formation, option. And this time they're going to pitch it to a new tailback in there. That's Heinrichs. And Heinrichs gets some good yardage down to the 22-yard line. That's the first time we've seen Mitch Heinrichs in there as a tailback. And they move Gracer up as the fullback on that formation. 4 and a half to go in the third. Merman comes back in. And we're seeing Austin Nacky back into the ballgame for the first time in several plays. Austin Hoy goes out. Tight end Kudit lines up strong to the right side, wide both ways with Peschek to the left and Hoy to the right. Again, Heinrich stops the eye, and Gracer is the fullback. Merman puts the wide out from the right side in motion. Snap back, handoff straight up the middle to Gracer, the fullback, running room, 10-5, Gracer, touchdown! 23-yard run by Anthony Gracer as he moved up to fullback, and they hit the quick hitter to the fullback. That's the second touchdown scored tonight on quick hitters to the fullback. The other one was to Hahn and Sutton. And so with 3:57 to go in the third, it is now 22-20. And Sandy Creek is going to try for the 2-point conversion. Wides both ways, I formation. Merman is under center this time. Tailback is Heinrichs. Back to pass, firing, and low and outside. Incomplete, intended for Peschek. And so Sutton hangs on to the lead, but it's down to 2 points now. 22-20, Mustangs on top of the Cougars. Back in a half minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
The Guide Rock State Bank is your full-service bank. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with checking and savings accounts, CDs, loans for your car, farm equipment, personal or business loans, and much more. The Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. For more, go to grsbank.com. The Guide Rock State Bank in Guide Rock and Edgar, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. The Guide Rock State Bank proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
22-14 for a good number of minutes. Halftime, and then Sandy Creek came out, put the pressure on Sutton field position-wise. Couldn't convert on their first possession, but on their second possession, taking over at the 30-yard line in Sutton. After a good run back on a punt return by Patrick. Brett Pesek brought it down to the 30-yard line, and Gracier's had a great game rushing the ball, took it in from 23 yards out, and it's now 22-20. PAT was no good. Weavy picks it up at the 15. Weavy out across the 20 to the 25-30, and falling forward to about the 32-yard line is Weavy for Sutton. And he's had a good night returning the ball as well. Been for two teams that have had some issues with penalties and turnovers, it's really been a pretty clean ball game. First and 10 now. The ball is spotted inside the 35, 34-yard line is where Sutton starts out. I formation. Slot man is greased to the left side. Hand off Hahn on the quick hitter again. Gets across the 35 to about the 37-yard line. We'll see if he got dragged back, but back in the pile there, Novacek at the bottom of the pile. And a nice tackle there by Novacek. A great Nebraska football name. I don't know if he's any relation or not. Wyoming and later the Dallas Cowboys, Jay Novacek. Yep. 3:19 to go in the third. Now Sutton has a new man at the wide out. Brody Yost goes wide to the left side. Greece is the slot man to the left. I formation otherwise. Strong side to the right. And Wiseman tries to work the option looking at Weavy, but he slips down. No gain. And that'll be third down and eight to go. Sutton was three and out last time, and they're having a little bit of difficulty now getting the offense wound up. They moved the ball pretty well in the first half. Scored on the second play of the game on a 51-yard pass play. Scored again on a 55-yard fake punt. Scored again on a 15-yard run by Hahn, the fullback. Right now, that lead has dwindled to 2 points. Shotgun, Wiseman. Spread formation. Option, left side. Pitches, Weavy. Weavy's trying to find the corner. He's got the 40. 45, Weavy near midfield, steps out at the 49. He's got a first down. Nice speed there and nice read of the blocks by Weavy as he had a nice wall there to the left side, got the first down. They spot the ball at the 49-yard line of Sutton, and they get their first down of the second half off of scrimmage. .220 to go. Third period, Hahn the up man. Weavy is the tailback. Slot is greased to the left side. Hand off straight ahead. Hahn, the fullback, gets inside Mustang territory down to the 45-yard line. Good first and then second effort finally wrapped up by Austin Hoy for the Mustangs. And it's second down coming with 4 yards to go. Inside 2 minutes to go in the third. We've had a good ball game here. Sutton has had the lead the whole time, but you never felt like they were putting the ball game away in any stretch of the imagination. Slot left, handoff. Hahn now Wiseman pulls it out. Wiseman, I should say, pulls it. Now you got me doing it. Mm-hmm. Wiseman pulls it out and goes into the line himself, gets the first down. First down for the Sutton Mustangs. Second one in a row now as they got a little something going here. 22-20, defending that 2-point lead. They'd like to tack on another 6. Minute 37 to go in the third period. First and 10. Rath, who's got 2 touchdown passes, goes wide to the right side. Greece, who threw him one of those, is in the slot to the left side and or right side, and the handoff goes nowhere. Hahn on the carry, and he's stood up by a wall in the front line of Sandy Creek. Quentin Screen in on that. Sutton sends Brady Yost back in as one of the wideouts. He'll go wide to the right side. Greece in the slot next to him. Hahn the up man again. Wiseman, the quarterback, is under center. Weavy the tailback. Second down. He'll get the carry. He's got some running room and gets almost to the 30-yard line. In fact, he almost got the pay dirt there. Good shoestring tackle by Austin Hoy. Otherwise, Weavy was off to the races. Clock running at 39 seconds to go in the third. Third down coming with 1 yard to go. I'm not sure they'll get a snap off here. They may bring it right to the fourth.
Rath comes in. We'll see if they get the playoff. Rath comes in with the play from Steve Raymer's sideline staff. Grease slot to the right side. Rath wide to the right side. Weedy again with the up man Hahn and Wiseman under center. He'll take the snap, crashes forward for the first down. First down for Sutton as we close out the third period here. That'll stop the clock as they move the chain, so we'll get one more third period snap at least. Sutton trying to respond from the touchdown put on the board a few moments ago by the Sandy Creek Cougars. Cougars had two possessions in Sutton territory. Couldn't cash in on the one, did the second one. And that's going to close out the third period as we didn't get the snap off. And so there's 12 minutes to go on the scoreboard clock. This one could go either way. We'll find out. We come back on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I want to thank our Sutton and Sandy Creek area sponsors, George Brothers Propane, Sutton Pharmacy, Cornerstone Bank, George Dariel Spring, Fairfield Co-op, Pioneer Seeds, Agrex Incorporated, Chuck Drilling, Guide Rock State Bank, Clay County Mutual Insurance, Cooney Refrigeration, Big Daddy's Diner, Hastings Community Theater. Appreciate the support. Sutton, Sandy Creek, big rivalry. And, you know, it's always nice. It's always nice when a big rivalry turns into a good game. That doesn't always happen. This has been a good ball game. Sutton has had the lead virtually all night long, and Sandy Creek has been knocking on the door virtually all night long, and now it's a 22-20 ball game as Sutton takes it into the fourth quarter with the ball. A first and 10 from the 30-yard line of Sandy Creek. Grand Island leads North Platte 28-7. Kearney trailing Bellevue West 14-0. Adams Central trailing Crete 13-7. Aurora trailing Beatrice 16-0. Northwest is leading Alliance 14-0. Hastings is trailing Seward 21-0. As we come back to action here in this one, Sutton with the ball, the first down at the 30-yard line. And under center now is Wiseman. He's got Grease in the slot to the left side. He hands it off to Hahn, and Hahn moves the pile, almost breaks away, pushes down to the 20-yard line. Great effort there by the fullback Hahn for Sutton. Novacek up with the tackle, but it's almost the first down. Second down and 1 yard to go after that great effort by the fullback Hahn. Dustin Hahn, who popped a 15-yard touchdown run in the first half, is a 5'10", 180-pound senior. He's in there yet. Handoff goes to Weeby. He's got a crease and a running room inside the 10. Weeby, 5, touchdown, Sutton. He got ahead of steam and went all the way. Weeby with the carry and the touchdown and an 8-point lead again for Sutton, as they answer back the Cougars' challenge and take back that 8-point lead here. 11:19 to go in this ball game, or at least in regulation. About a 21-yard run there by Weeby. I formation, 2-point conversion attempt coming. Wiseman, option, left side, pitches. Ball is on the ground. Weeby can't get it. It's fallen on by the Cougars, and so it'll remain an 8-point ball game. 11:19 in the fourth. It is Sutton 28, Sandy Creek 20. We are back in 30 seconds on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
Yeah, we want lots of spies out there. So if you have a score, you can text it. You can call in, leave a message. CPI Mystery Tire Scoreboard Show on KHAS 1230 AM and hastingslink.com. Coming up after this one, and likewise, the 5 Points Bank Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show on Classic Hits 98.9 will probably start a little after this one is done, although we're moving along pretty good here tonight. This is an early 8:45 on my clock. It's been a pretty clean ball game. Kickoff by London now after the score by Sutton, and here comes the return by Peschick. He's across the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40-yard line for Peschick out to the 42-yard line. Brett Peschick, good return, good hands, and good speed as he puts Sandy Creek in good field position now as they try and answer back and pull closer to Sutton. A touchdown and a two-pointer puts us tied here. And no one's more aware of that than Russ Neinmeyer and the Sandy Creek Cougars. His quarterback, Merman, checks into the back into the huddle now. With 11:08 to go in this one in regulation. Sandy Creek starting at their 41. That was a 65-yard drive by Sutton. Back to pass, Merman on first and 10. Into the flat. He's got a man. Turns upfield. A nice pitch catch there to Austin Hoy. And it'll be about a 5-yard pickup. Carlson is over there on the tackle. Mitch Carlson's done a good job defensively tonight. When we saw Blue Hill, he was involved more on the offense than he has been so far tonight. Second down, 5 coming. Cougars down by to the Mustangs of Sutton. Sutton came into this thing 0-2. Probably shouldn't have been 0-2. Probably shouldn't have turned the ball over as much as they did either. Wide both ways, I formation. Now Sutton Mustangs jump offside. And that was either a good hard count by Merman or he got pulled offside, but I think they call it offside, and I think you give Merman the credit for that. Nice hard count by the quarterback. And that will come close to picking up the first down just on field generalship. We haven't moved the down marker yet. The ball is up there. Now the down guy gets the message, and it's going to be second down and about the length of a football to go, if that.
Looks like
now we're going to measure. Now we're going to measure. You're right. It's real close. Craig Eckert, Adam Fisher here. Breeze 94.5, Platte River Radio, Friday Night Football. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Bookmark it. Go there every weekend. Well, go there as much as you want to, but if you want to check out the Platte River Radio coverage, we've got 5 games every weekend. Platte River Preps sets you up there with links to them. I formation, wides both ways. Handoff goes to Gracer. He's got running room inside the 40. Gracer goes inside to about the 35-yard line. He just scored the touchdown on a 20-plus yard run and now continues to have good momentum and good blocking up front, gouging out yardage against the 8-point leading Mustangs. Right now, Sutton defensively trying to get some sort of equilibrium here. They gave up a score in the third, gave up the lead down to 2 points, and then the offense got it back, and now the Mustangs are knocking on the door again inside the 30. Hoy in motion right to left. Straight back to pass. Merman fires. Get it out of the hands of Peschick at the 25-yard line. Peschick went up for it.
went in and out of the hands. Again, in theory, if you touch it, you should have caught it. But it's high school ball, and these receivers are really pretty above average here for the high school level. I think top to bottom, Sandy Creek has got some outstanding receivers, and actually so does Sutton for that matter, because look at the damage done by the wideouts. In particular, you got to look at Austin Rath, who's got two TD passes of 55 and 51 yards. I formation, wides both ways, Hoy in motion, right to left, hand off to the fullback, and he'll crash forward. That was Gracer in the fullback slot, and he gets inside the 30.
He's just one tough runner.
He is.
He's on pushing.
Got a good build to him, got some height. Got a good lean when he's got the ball, leaning forward all the time. Brings up a third down, less than five to go for Sandy Creek, trying to pull closer than the eight-point lead that Sutton has right now. Touchdown and a two-point conversion will tie it up for the first time tonight. Hoy goes wide to the right. Everybody else is in tight. I formation. Merman under center, barks out the signals. Again, some movement on the Sutton side. Handoff goes to the tailback. And close to the first down, but I don't think quite enough. Mitch Heinrichs again in a tailback for the Cougars. And it'll be fourth down and a yard to go. One more step and we'd be moving the chains. 8:38 to go in this one. 28-20, Sutton on top. They've had the lead all the time, but Sandy Creek has been within two. Our score at halftime was 22-14, favor of Sutton. I formation, Peschick wide to the right side, Kuda to the tight end, Strong to the left. Under center, and the handoff again, Heinrichs, and he is going to crash down, I think, enough for the first down. We'll see what kind of progress they get. He only needed to make a strong yard, and I think he got it, and the referees agree. They're going to move the chains down, and it is first down and 10 for Sandy Creek. They're at the 23-yard line of Sutton. The clock stopped at 8:11. Beautiful night for football, as it turned out. Looking up on a gray day this morning, we weren't sure what we were going to run into tonight, whether we get back into that doggone lightning stuff or not, but...
Yeah, he said 20% chance, so.
Well, I don't want to speak too soon here because we could be going farther.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on whatever. I formation. Hoy is wide to the left side. Kuda, the tight end left. And he gets the call. Oh, they got to hit 10 for Kuda. And the ball is batted up, and I think it's intercepted. Let's see. One referee says no. Kuda says no. Great effort there. I think that was... Jared Lemkow?
Caleb Sheep. Wait, no.
I think it was Lemkow, 66,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Lemkow came in and almost picked off that ball. It was batted in the air. It was intended for Kuda, and he was 5, maybe 10 yards away, and the ball just came on a rope, and big paw got up there and knocked up, and second down 10 on an exciting incompletion. Wide to the left is Peschick, wide to the right is Hoy. Hoy comes in motion from the right to the left. Option, pitch, left side. Heinrichs doesn't have the cutback, but by sheer guts gets inside the 20-yard line as he pushes the pile forward, and he picks up about 5 yards as it was. He had a little crease there. He could have gone probably to Pater. Third down and five coming. 7:17 on the clock. A touchdown and a two-pointer is going to tie this one up. Then we'll be saying 7:09 in regulation. Because we could go to OT here, depending on how the Cougar drive. No, of course, and how Sutton responds. That's a little bit to do with it. 7 more minutes to go in the ballgame. Merman is back to pass. He fires. He's got a man. It's Peschick inside the 10, and he should have a first down. Brett Peschick, another one of the good receivers for the Cougars. I'm impressed with the receiving and passing ability of both of these ball clubs. It seems cliche, but it's a really evenly matched deal on a really big night for both these clubs, because this is a rivalry game. This is a red-letter game for these guys. and for the communities involved. Now Beck is in, power eye, Merman under center, wide right is Pesek. Handoff goes to Beck, and he goes down at about the 6 or 7 yard line. I don't know that he got a whole lot there. Brings up second down and goal to go from about the 7. Second and goal from the 7 for Sandy Creek. Clock at 6:13. Sandy Creek down by 8. Needs to score here. They need to score here if they want to begin to take possession of their own destiny. They're 1-1 on the year. Sutton is 0-2. Sutton would like nothing better than to even up everybody's record. I formation. Hoy wide to the left side. Pesek to the right. Handoff goes to Grazer. Grazer powers inside the 5, but that's about it. Which means it'll be third down and goal to go from the 5-yard line. Third and goal to go from the 5-yard line. Sutton has bent but not broken in this position a couple of times tonight. They were down with their backs to the wall and their next boat at the half-yard line going into halftime. They held Sandy Creek out of the end zone, got the ball back, knelt it, and took a 22-14 lead in at halftime. Now they go wides both ways, Pesek to the right side. Grazer dots the eye. Merman under center barks the signals. Back to passes, Merman. Looking to his right, fade pattern, end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Cougars! Pesek gets the touchdown from Merman. It's a 5-yard touchdown pass, but he threw that a mile. He threw it from the midfield, well, not midfield, middle of the field, to the pylon in the back of the end zone. It was a nice pass over the arms of the defender. And 28-26 is the score. Now they go for two. Pesek again, right side, Hoy to the left side, I formation. This time they give it to the big tailback, and Grazer powers in for the two-point conversion. We are all tied up. 4:54 to go in regulation. 4:54 to go in regulation, and it's 28-all. Sutton, Sandy Creek, here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and, of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available, too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Breeze matchup next week. Ravenna and St. Cecilia. Mike Will with the call here at 94.5. The participants, St. Cecilia and Ravenna. St. Cecilia leading Wood River 62-0 right now. Ravenna leading Twin River 48-0. Wow. We've got a great one here, though. It's all tied up at 28 now. Sandy Creek has taken the tie and taking away the 8-point lead. And they give it a ride. Weeby is going to watch it go out of bounds inside the 20-yard line. And they will get the ball. They will get the ball spotted at about the 35-yard line. Not about at the 35. So Sutton will start at their own 35 again. They scored from their 35 the last time they went to pay dirt. So this is a familiar. Oh, they're going to make them kick again. Okay, never mind. All right. So now they back the kickoff up to the 35 of Sandy Creek. And Hahn and Weeby are standing at their 15-yard line to return for Sutton. Sutton's front line is in Sandy Creek territory right now, awaiting the kickoff. And And the kickoff by Sandy Creek is soccer style, bounces at the 20. Weeby takes it the other way, 25-30. Weeby 35-40. Weeby midfield and knocked out of bounds at midfield for the Mustangs. Bracer on special teams pushes him out. Also Beck over there on the far sideline. So Sutton would like to take this thing in regulation and put it away. Sandy Creek's Cougars now have to show some gumption on defense here as they have one of those got-to-stop type of situations. 4:47 to go in the fourth. We're all tied up. Sutton wants to score. They need a score. Slot man, right side, Weeby, the tailback, and he's knocked down right at the line of scrimmage. Good penetration there by Brett Teshing, also by Novacek. Carson Novacek in on the tackle. Second down, about 9.5 to go. 4:24 and the clock ticking. Brody Yost. Wide to the left side. Grease, slot left, under center. Wiseman to Hahn, quick hitter by the fullback, gets about 5. Down to the 45-yard line of Sandy Creek. Sutton on the drive, third down coming with 5 to go. Tackle there by Tyler Grease, 5'10", 240-pound senior. He's a stopper up there. High formation, slot right side, Wiseman under center, option, pitch, Weeby hemmed in the backfield. He'll be thrown for a loss of about 2 or 3 yards. As Weeby brings up a fourth down on that loss, he's a back to almost the original line of scrimmage, and they're marking it back. You could, I can't be, no, he got better than that. It's be fourth down and 9 yards to go. Fourth and 9 for Sutton, they got to go for it. They got to go for it, 3:18 to go. In this ball game, Heinrichs goes far to the left side. Or Brody Yosberg goes far to the left side. Wing off the right side is Grease, under center in the I formation. Hand off, no, fake. Downfield, he's looking, Wiseman firing, and it's off the turf, incomplete. Intended for Brody Yost. Running the post. And it fell incomplete. And so now Sandy Creek has the opportunity to put this one away. With 2:55 to go, Sandy Creek takes over. Sandy Creek takes over at their own 49.
Got to buckle up here.
Sutton does have to buckle up. They've done it a couple of times. I formation, slot man to the right side, wides both ways otherwise. Merman under center, barks the signals, hands off to the fullback. This time it's Gracer in the fullback slot, and he'll boil forward for about 3 yards. Weeby in on the tackle there. Also in on the tackle, Simon London for Sutton. Hahn comes out. They put a little more beef up front. Scheidemann comes in, 6'2", 265-pound senior for Sutton. Clock ticked down to 2.5. It's Merman coming back from the sideline with the play. Teshik is still in there as one of the wideouts. He caught us a touchdown that tied the ball game. And he goes wide to the right side. Slot man inside of him. Another wideout to the left side. Option, right side. Heinrichs, the tailback, has it 45-yard line down inside to about the 44. Penalty marker down. Penalty marker down. Reaching on the tackle there on the far sideline. And we'll see whether or not they got a hand in the face mask or if it was a clip or block to the back on Sandy Creek. Personal foul, horse collar tackle called against Sutton. And so that's going to give the Sandy Creek Cougars a huge break here as it puts the ball back down inside the 30-yard line. 30-yard line. By plus a football length. Just inside by that amount. Merman. Power eye. Heinrichs, tailback, got it. On the cross buck, he goes down inside the 25 to about the 22-yard line. Carlson on the tackle for Sutton. Second down coming. Ball is spotted. Ball is spotted at the 23-yard line. and about 4 yards to go for the first down for Sandy Creek. Clock is not a factor. Clock is playing right into the hands of the Cougars right now. They keep a normal pace and don't commit a turnover or a penalty. Power eye. Now they give it off to the tailback again. That's Heinrichs, and he's stood up right at the line of scrimmage. Third down and 4 coming for the Cougars.
Clock running at a minute 20 now.
They can run a lot of plays in that amount of time, and they're not going to worry about it at this point. High school players are not like college, obviously, or certainly not like the pros as far as clock management. But they do have a manageable down and distance for the first down, and the clock now just under 1 minute. So they score here in any way, and they win this ball game. Sandy Creek made it exciting. They've been trailing all game until they tied it up a little bit ago. Timeout's going to be called by Russ Neinmeier. And so with 51.8 seconds to go on the clock, 51.8 on the clock, we're tied at 28. Sandy Creek has a third down and 4 just outside the 20-yard line. We'll be back in a half minute on the High School Game of the Week from The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
Although the Wells Fargo wagon is a coming down the street, oh, don't let him pass my door.
That's right, ladies and gents, the Wells Fargo wagon is a-coming to Hastings. Hastings Community Theater and the Scottish Rite Foundation present Meredith Wilson's The Music Man, Friday through Sunday, September 9th through the 18th, at the Masonic Center Theater, 4th and Hastings Avenue in downtown Hastings. Get your tickets today.
Tickets available at select area banks, Stamps and More, Masonic Center office, and the GSV Senior Center, or email hctheater@windstream.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Turnovers, they're really not. There's nothing significant about the turnovers. In fact, the lack of a turnover, the lack of a punt by Sutton, where they fake the punt and threw it 55 yards for a touchdown. But outside of that, it's just been field position, pretty good football here tonight. Sandy Creek hands off to Gracer. He's not going to get the first down. They face a fourth down and 4 yards to go at the 20-yard line. Now, do you go for it, or are you going to try for a long field goal? There's only 37 seconds to go. The clock is running. Someone needs to call a timeout here, I think. And it's going to be Sandy Creek calling a timeout. Sutton certainly doesn't want the clock to stop, because if it goes down to 0, tied at 28, they get new life.
Yep.
Right now, Sutton needs to stop this thing. They need the turnover on downs. They don't need to go down and score. They just need to bring it into overtime. So the game has been a fast one, but we could bring it into an overtime situation here.
What would you do? Run for 2 yards, or maybe you put that thing in play action pass?
Well, I don't know how many timeouts Neinmeier has left here. If you're gonna go for two, seems to me you want to go on a pitch wide and try and get the sideline and the sticks, and then go out of bounds.
Believe they have one timeout.
If they've got one timeout left, then that gives them a little bit more option. But then another running play that doesn't go anywhere. They're going to have to score here for this to mean anything at all. High formation, Peschick left side, Merman, handoff, Gracer's got the first down. Now they're going to have to call a quick timeout. Or are they? Wait a minute. That'll stop the clock as they move the chains. That stops the clock as they move the chains. So it's hurry-up football for the Cougars. 27 seconds to go. They got no more timeouts. Now it's pass, pass, pass to the end zone, I'm thinking. First and 10. Ball is spotted inside the 20. Merman I formation. Spikes it. Good move. Good move. And so that stops the clock with 21.4 seconds to go. The Cougars at the 17-yard line of Sutton have 3 more downs to get into the end zone. There's not going to be enough time for a first down unless something odd happens here. They're going to be pitching at the end of the end zone. Peschick, who caught it on a fade for a touchdown last time, comes wide to the left side. I formation. Merman spikes it again. I don't know.
I'm not sure why.
I don't know why you'd spike it twice. Unless for some reason he was told to go up there and look for something, if it wasn't there, spike it. If that's the case, that was a very, very smart play by Merman. If the coach said, if the play's not there, spike it. And he did the right thing. Save some clock. 19 seconds to go. Wides both ways. I formation, Merman back to pass. Looking in the end zone, he's got Patrick wide open. Touchdown! Touchdown! Sandy Creek! Patrick wide open! Seconds to go. That was an 18-yard pass play. And Peschick and Merman connect on the last two touchdowns for Sandy Creek. And it's 34-28, the Cougars on top. This has been a good ball game. Now we're going to try a point after here. The kicker, Eduardo Mafra, he puts it up. That's good enough. And it is 35-28. We'll have the kickoff in a half a minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
The Guide Rock State Bank is your full-service bank. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with checking and savings accounts, CDs, loans for your car, farm equipment, personal or business loans, and much more. The Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. For more, go to grsbank.com. The Guide Rock State Bank in Guide Rock and Edgar, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender, the Guide Rock State Bank proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
Well, as I said before, sometimes a rivalry game doesn't turn into a good game. This one did. Sutton and Sandy Creek, bitter rivals and a great football game. A couple evenly matched teams here. Skill positions covered well by all of the teams. Kickoff. It goes to Yost. Yost gets across the 39, and that's it. 39-yard line, and 5 seconds to go on the clock. So can you say Hail Mary real quick? That's what it's got to be. They got to complete a touchdown and a conversion of some sort to either push this thing in overtime or win it. A touch and a two-pointer wins it for Sutton. A touch and a single-point conversion ties it up, but it's a long shot. The ball is spotted at the 37-yard line of Sutton. First and 10, they're down 35-28. Shotgun Wiseman. He's got a spread with Weeby to the left side, and a timeout's going to be taken here by Steve Raymer, who's got to be frustrated as all get-out. By the way, this season has gone so far. He lost by one to Blue Hill. Lost by one to Blue Hill. He also lost by more than that to Tri-County, 21-8. Lost to Blue Hill, 12-6, and 21-8 at the hands of Tri-County. And so Sutton has to pull a play out of their arsenal that will cover within 5.1 seconds, 62 yards. They need a 62-yarder to end in a touchdown right now, or they drop to 0-3. Shotgun Wiseman. Wiseman straight back to pass, fires in the flat. Ball is deflected, almost picked off by Peschick. Almost picked off by Peschick. It was intended for Grease on the sideline, and I think we got time for one play left. 0.9 seconds on the clock. One snap left, and this is a ball game for Sutton. And again, a timeout will be taken by Steve Raymer. So one play to go, 0.9 seconds. We'll take a final timeout here. The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
Looking to turn this into a winning record on the season. They came in 1-1. They could leave 2-1, and Sutton could end up 0-3 and scratching their heads about what they got to do to get a win on this young season. They go spread, of course. Single setback is Weeby in the backfield. Wiseman goes shotgun. Second down, 10. It doesn't make any difference. One play here, 0.9, and a timeout is taken by Sandy Creek defensively. So you know what we ought to do? We ought to check the scores here. Let's do that and see if we got something enlightening. Pleasanton was leading SEM 30-28. Let me see if I can get you some better scores than that. Let's see if we can freshen that up a little bit and get you some new scores. Voila, we do. North Platte is trailing Grand Island 28-14. They said Grand Island could potentially go undefeated this year. Kearney trailing Bellevue West 21-7. Ogallala leading Broken Bow 28-0 in the third. Adams Central still trailing Crete 13-10, however, this time. Beatrice has a 16-0 lead over Aurora. Northwest over Alliance 14-7. That's early third. Hastings is trailing Seward, but it's 21-14. Here we go. Shotgun snap. Wiseman. He's going to be pressured and gets away, looking downfield, fires, and he's got Weeby in and out of his hands, and that's the ball game. So Wiseman goes down shooting, but doesn't have the kill shot. 35-28 is your final score, as Sutton led most of the game before being tied up and finally bested by 7 points at the hands of the Sandy Creek Mustangs, Sandy Creek Cougars. I'm confused. Sandy Creek Cougars winning this one and going 2-1 on the year, and Sutton falls to 0-3. We have one of the assistant coaches here for Sutton in the box with us. He left not looking real happy at this point, looking real frustrated at this juncture. Sandy Creek extremely happy as they go over to greet their fans on the far side of the field. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, be back to recap this one. It was a good one, and a win for Sandy Creek over Sutton, 35-28. Back in a moment.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
You can make your farm or ranch land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar and Hastings. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Ingersoll dresser pumps, Hastings irrigation pipe, and supplies and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes. 402-224-4615 or 463-6258.
Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center. Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center. Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seeds sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Henrichs Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success.
Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
A few area scores here before we leave you tonight, but we also invite you to go to one of our two Platte River Radio scoreboard shows. One is the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show on 1230 AM KHAS Radio and also HastingsLink.com on the World Wide Web. We also have the 5 Points Bank Platte River Prep scoreboard show on Classic Hits 98.9. Both of those will be getting underway probably within the next 15 to 20 minutes. We're a little bit early on this ball game, a rapidly moving ball game. Both teams passed a lot, but there was a lot of incompletions, not a lot of penalties, and just a smidge of turnovers, but not a whole lot here. So Sutton, looks like they're going to do some post-game activities here regarding, looks like homecoming tonight. Would that be right?
Can't be for homecoming. Like.
Yeah. So anyhow, there, as they do that and kind of wondering what happened here when they led the ball game in score, at least, for almost the entire time. Here's how it started out. Sandy Creek kicked off to Sutton, and Sutton, on the second play from scrimmage, lofted a 51-yard pass from their fine quarterback, Cole Wiseman, to wide receiver Austin Rath, a 51-yard pass play and a two-point conversion, and Sutton seemed to be off to the races at 8-0. Sandy Creek, however, answered the call with a 60-yard drive, capped by a 5-yard Anthony Gracer run, and with 3:44 to go in the first period of play, the score at that point was 8-6. A fake punt by Sutton, when they looked to be stopped on the successive drive, covered 55 yards, a pass play from the punter, Sam Grease, to the same Austin Rath, who caught the first touchdown pass. This was 55 yards, and that came 9 minutes later in the quarter. And it put Sutton back up on top by a score of 14-6. Sandy Creek tied it at 14 with a 19-yard run by Merman, 19-yard pass play, rather, from Merman to the fine tight end for Sandy Creek, Andrew Kuda, who made a nice hands catch in the end zone with 8:07 to go, and it was 14-0. Sandy Creek, in the second period, Sutton then in the second period, took it from their own, took it from the Sandy Creek 37-yard line, and put the ball in from 15 yards out, made it 22-14 after a two-point conversion, and 22-14 is where we stood at halftime. Sandy Creek had the ball deep in Sutton territory. Sutton was able to stave them off and go into halftime with that lead. Coming out in the second half, 22-14, Sutton on top. It was Sandy Creek with a 23-yard run by Gracer, and made it 22-20 with 3:57 to go in the third period. Then the fireworks began with Weeby, a 21-yard run, made it 28-20, and Sutton got the lead back by 8 points. The aerial show between Merman and Peschick, though, 5-yard touchdown on a fade to Peschick, made it 28-26 with 4:54 to go. And then a 20-yard pass play from Merman to Peschick, 20-yard pass play and a two-point conversion, and it was 35-28, and that is our final score. Sandy Creek, coming from behind after trailing or being tied the entire ball game, came from behind with 12 seconds to go to take the lead and take the win here at Sutton.
Just hate it for those boys that, Sutton that tried so hard, worked their butts off the whole game, and Sandy Creek found the way to do it.
It was a good ball game. We've been saying this 2-3 times earlier, and I don't mean to sound too repetitious, although I know I am for those of you who've been with us the whole time. This is a rivalry game. Rivalry games sometimes blow up in your face and are not a good ball game. This was a good ball game.
Neither team has anything to be ashamed of. Sutton, if anything, is frustrated because they wonder why they can't get a W on this young season. They're 0-3 now, and Sandy Creek certainly has a lot of pride in being able to come back and get that win. Adam Fisher alongside here has some individual stats. How they stack up?
Well, Sandy Creek Cougars, Anthony Gracer, he had 26 attempts for 125 yards, also two touchdowns on the day. Carson Novacek looks like he had four totes for 31 yards. Chase Merman had one attempt for 11 yards. Matt Beck also had four attempts for 10 yards. And four catches for Andrew Kuda. Had some good hands today. Four catches for 63 yards and also that touchdown in the first. Heinrich, six totes for 28 yards. And a good day for Chase Merman, throwing the ball 10 out of 12 attempts, three touchdowns, and 104 yards. For Sutton Mustangs, Reed Wiebe had eight attempts for 51 yards, had a touchdown. Dustin Hahn, nine attempts for 36 yards and a touchdown. Cole Wiseman had seven attempts for 19 yards. Austin Rath, the player of the first half, two catches for 105 yards, two touchdowns. That one other pass was also from Sam Reese. He had one pass today. And Cole Wiseman, 2-5 today, 54 yards and a touchdown, no interceptions today. So pretty good day amongst all of their skilled players. Seen a lot of skills out there.
Now, I'm not going to say that you're going to interchange the skill positions on both teams. But you could. I mean, yeah. The fullback for fullback, quarterback for quarterback, they're all really pretty good ball players here. Close game, and they don't get much closer than winning it with 12 seconds to go. Again, the final score, 35-28, Sandy Creek in a come-from-behind win over Sutton. Let's take a look real quickly here, and then we'll let you go on the other scores. North Platte is trailing Grand Island 42-14. That's late in the third. Kearney High School came back and beat Bellevue West 24-21. They had been trailing the entire ball game. Ogallala beat Broken Bow 28-0. Crete beat Adams Central 26-16 in the final. Aurora losing to Beatrice 22-7 late in the third. Northwest trailing Alliance in the fourth 21-14. Hastings losing to Seward 28-14. That's the final. Scott's Bluff trailing Holdridge 16-13. McCook beating Gehring 24-0. Gibbon over Central City 35-8 at the half. Fillmore Central and Minden, I don't have a score on yet. Central Catholic and Milford 29-13. Milford, that is a final. Sandy Creek and Sutton, of course, we just told you 34-35-28 here. Excuse me, on the breeze. Kearney Catholic leading Cambridge 28-8 late in the fourth. St. Cecilia, which is going to take on Ravenna next week, beat Wood River 62-0. Ravenna, their opponent, beat Twin River 55-0. Superior lost to Wilbur Claytonia 21-7. Franklin was trailing Deschler 7-6 early on. Excuse me. Kennesaw leading Overton 28-8 at the half. And it is Nebraska Christian leading Silver Lake 52-14. Gildner leading Palmer 56-6. And Elwood over Bertrand, or rather Bertrand over Elwood 29-22. In Class D2. Amherst beating Spalding Academy 17-6. Litchfield trailing Loomis 26-6 at the half. We had a third quarter score, Pleasanton leading SEM 36-34. And again, we invite you to stay with us for scoreboard shows on 12:30 a.m., the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show at KHAS Radio 12:30 and HastingsLink.com. Also, the Five Points Bank Platte River Prep scoreboard show on another one of our Platte River radio stations, Classic, it's 98.9, coming up also. So take your pick, and
we'll get all the scores in here eventually, as well as wrap-ups from all of the Platte River Radio stations, including the Hastings, the Adams Central, the Kearney Catholic, of course, this one here, Sutton and Sandy Creek, as well as the SEM and Pleasanton game. Been a good one here tonight. Thanks for joining us. Again, the final score in the 12 seconds to go. Sandy Creek coming back to beat Sutton by a score of 35-28. For Adam Fisher, thanks for being along with us again.
Hey, Adam. Thanks for having me.
Until next time, Craig Eckert here. Have a great evening.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.